Чэн пэж лош ва нэл нэма тост юм шиг. Тэдэр шу жугутэн ранг төбэ яндано. Хамын шин жисэн зэмбэ яндэ дэ тэн чигэдо. Тумно дэго чу юм жужин рэ дон чаг юм зэр нигэ тогошан но поминдэ. Чинэ дабэ дэмэ жоан зэ жэ зубадара жэн ла ла мамано ва тэнэ вэ жисэн зэмбэ мадо ба. Дэго чу чу ва со чар мэдо дала жэ жэ лэ ма кэба нэ чэдэр дэвэ жмо ла кэ жэн тэн лужи кюла. Дюжи ло ла кяуа ла соу, цяуа не ше дэн бэ гуну тагуа дэ. Нигуру соу ла мэта вара шампа дэн жи гуна ла дэ дэн бо бодэ вэ шэнга нэ. Чанга ла лэмэ бу чи зэн бэ чэ шэ чэ чэ дэ лэксу чи ята кэ чэ ма ён. Дуа ням дагуа мэ бэ мэ суан дагуа чик. Гуа бэ имбар таа. Цэн шэ нэ шэнэ дэн ла ба чоа дэн бо чоа бэн бэ нэ ян ян чэ бэ мэ нэ ва дэ чэ бэ ка чэ сэ бо бодэ вэ шэнэ. Lobo Sunda, Tinita Wada, Ningza, Nga, Zoin, Major Lobin, Shangzun, La, Mondo Tabaya, Make Yawasavaya, Mebe, Lao Chindu Jabare, Javayanga, Made, Mangamanga, Yberuna, So Yavala, Pen, Yandu, La, Makeva, Yemi, Yashere Javayan, Dikunji, Tarim Miku, Yamba, De Mishi, De Nabu, Yebe, So Yawala, Pen, So, Tadana, Lobo Sun, Lodge, Wolul, Meber. Tadaka ngaba ama yende chewe ranga sowa chuba nime kewe shizu mewe de zendengi ngaba chewe sowa chuba laba zendetunu niwa gishike kyola de yodam shen meba na medu shen mawa dan rawa ten meba cik zangu dungu jube shite tingin zi kya wule chime tula kelo ne yodaba meba mambo da mato daba da de yonu zidunu ngaba che she lama zidunu niwa me che tingin zi she rwa namju sumla yanga teta sunu jita kibu lala da Zende dani dirde böyle naba yonje zende daga yere zeme dene mijano la yeme de ara ngaba çuva yeme zende yüzde zende yeme gibi de gibi lale de de no gibi de lala ngaba kange soğa çeva ye böyle ngaba çuva de böyle ngala meyce ma de zende zeme zeme bazı zeme de abe soğa da başı me de nama yonjo zende ne sürü meyce lhamma sunla yeme de dan rava sunbe çaro Tetra namzhu zhuwe lama nipa tenye nime sawa yime lama tenpa tenpa nungi teta xe bara xe la tsenye dan tenpa sawa lama beba cha xing lama tenpa tenpa nungi jianga teta xe bara xe ne sinye xe ta dan tenpa sawa lama beto Chamzhu
Om bong zeng ge lun jian wang dun ding gong ta yin da yin ri wang
gong yin zong ma li
Qualities of trainings, while not striving diligently to practice them, are not suitable to be the teachers. To be teachers, that sort of meaningless praise is only words. It is similar to when someone who diligently seeks sandalwood asks one who makes a living by explaining the good qualities of sandalwood, "Do you have any sandalwood?" And that person replies, "No."
Sutra says, in later times there will be many monks without vows,
without vows, wanting to say unlearned, they will praise ethical discipline, but will not strive diligently at their own ethical discipline. Having also said this concerning concentration, wisdom, and liberation.
Lama temper and deba namji, ni teta shiver chalas, senior than deba soal, beba shashing, say. Other, Tegi and the soccer and the television young as a kishu. Tizone, Jugu Lugin the Shik Su Yus, on a day, Lama the Jugu's country has a kishis, on a day, then it, then Manchester Chick gives change, Namjung a shedding use. Lama the Jugul Mushi Shagius Lama in the Jugu Ibamajus Gomulu Dushis Lama, Dugua, Lama Rada. To be good in the Ladanim into Chanzanim into Sushimuda. That Jugu in Lama Ibamaju, that Jugu Shamishim is a jetty, Lamins in Sangomare, Ladan Rush, Lamin, Jugu Mini Yari, that Jugu in Lama Ibamajus. And in Yugu Imbu, then Chanten, Gibutam to the jetty. Jugu Gazortang and Zio de Vetitati, Jugu Jay, Lama Jay, but in this living. Jazanga Nananzo Perezzonari in it, Dare, at the Gemijizonari in the Tua, Sobuzonari Pesiari, Chick Jugu is as of Levina, and Chick Zashamur Sea. Picky Tungish, Gavishin, you can see you can take a cookie, but it's a Pajata sum jusmendo, Konya, Dana Miada, Nambo, did you the Toma? Then the song was a joy of the Jimmy Nambo Jinga Tosong, no, Jimmy Nambo D, my artistic. Dansan in Jana Nalia, Penny Yongi, and Lama the Dribble, Chicky Jabu in Singing Day, Yungudus, and Jimmy Nambo Tavasha Cheche, Chitizan, Shugo, Galica Lilia, to Unipachim Becadula. Chegi, Gavu in Singh Jujah, Goyadi, Mugudus, any Pimi Gudus, or the Sudo. And that in the Mayanji, Nanji Tapsicha Yamares, not Tapsicha Yamares, not Yahalta, the Arikachu Maris. That the Kanzu, any Shining Tingi, Church Jusunga, Dishamache, and Chegi Gavu in Singh Yomakodulia, Church Ju with the Sang Dogam and Doga, Shimjuche. Shimzu Shabakulia, Lamen Dushi Mashav Cheche, and a true Keshichi, Drolling Chi. And then in one entry, that church do did the sound of a chicky, Sandesh Duna, the Sajik to the sort of need to the sort of member chair, you part to sing, and in one entry, easy parish Duna, and Lamen Dushan, church shoes, and Kanda, Lome, Lama Lapa, Shuta down to his quarry, the big case over there. Shall Loma Kaki missing, eh? Tabana Yoding, eh? Tabana Pario Sundry, Jim Sham de Yore, Tabana Pario, and children Namji Shirota, Nizu Mashing and Jimbayina, and the Lubutuna Kurtis at Yungris, and the Loma Pulja in Yangayari, Tatinri Indu, or the Jim Sunati, Tata Shivrach and seeing the devil, so a la Babar Chashings. Shing Loma Debra Debra Namdi Yang to the Shivrich and the Senior Stat and Debra Babra Chao Sonoa.
So we're on page 74, the second last paragraph. It says, The guru who helps you to achieve liberation is the foundation of your deepest aspiration. Therefore, you who wish to rely on a guru should understand these defining characteristics and strive to seek one who has them. Also, those who wish to have students should understand these characteristics and strive to possess them. So with regard to this passage, first, earlier today, I met some Mongolian TV crew, and that they interviewed me, and asked about the difference between Lama and Tulku, or reincarnated teachers. And so I said that I usually say, that there is a four alternative between a Tulku and a Lama, or four possibilities, which means that there are those who are Lamas, but not really reincarnated teachers as such. Like in Tibetan community, we have people who are called Tulkus, so not so. And so, for example, Master Nagarjuna was a great Lama, great master, but he was not known to have been recognized as a Tulku reincarnation of a reincarnated Lama. And then we have in Tibetan community people who are recognized as Tulkus, and they have big labrangs, you know, their own called household and residential and estate and so forth. Maybe very living quite an luxurious life and so forth, but with lagging any kind of knowledge and understanding of the Dharma. Sometimes they even proved a disgrace to the tradition. They are not Lama as such, although they may be Tulkus. And then we have others who are both Lamas and Tulkus. Like, there are people who are very learned and who are really good practitioners, and then recognized as Tulkus as also. And so these are the reliable people. And then of course, there are the fourth alternative is neither the Lama nor Tulku. And then we amongst the Tibetans, as well as in Chinese community and perhaps in the Mongolian community also, we have to people who just take somebody easily as reverend called like lamas or one's teachers, but without really knowing the qualities of the teachers. And so they're not able to see, even if somebody is learned and a good practitioner and so forth, they're not able to see those qualities. Rather, they go after the names or title Lama or Tulku. And about 20 or 30 years ago, I met one Chinese from mainland China who came to see me. And then he said that in those days, there were Tibetans coming from Tibet to mainland China and claiming to be like Dharma Rajas or the king of Dharma. And then Chinese people kind of received teachings and so forth from them, and eventually as they spent more and more time with these people proclaiming to be Dharma Rajas, what they found was that they actually had come to China proper for seeking money and women. And so he asked me whether I can do something about this from here. And I said to him that, of course, I'm in India. There's nothing that much I can do from here. But what is important for you, Chinese people, is to actually learn about these 10 qualifications of a teacher, a qualified Dharma teacher. And having learned these qualifications of a teacher well, then keep them in your mind, and then when somebody comes to mainland China or China proper claiming to be Dharma Raja, you can actually scrutinize the person, investigate and check whether this person has these qualities or not. And of course, you should examine the person over a long period of time, and then you can see whether the person really is reliable, having these qualifications or not. And so a student should be able to examine these qualities in the teachers, not just for falling for some teacher merely out of faith. Of course, Jerenbuchi says that we have some sort of faith, but that is not enough. We need to use our intelligence and understand these qualifications and check the Lama to see whether they are qualified or not.
Kim энэ замын багш гэдэг маань 10 ном бүрдүүлсэн, 10 эрдмийг бүрдүүлсэн ийм хүн байх хэрэгтэй. Энэ нь нэг чийл та нар багшаагийнхаа баримтлагыг хийгээд ном эрдмийн заалгаа явуулсан бол та нарт алдаа гарахгүй, та нар хохирохгүй гэж би тэр хүнд зөвлөсөн гэж. Энээс өөр бол одоо надад хэлэх юм байхгүй. Тэгэхээр Монгол ч гэсэн зарим ийм тохиолдлууд байж магадгүй. Тэгэхээр та бүхэн ч гэсэн энэ дээр анхааралтай байх хэрэгтэй. Юу нь мэдгэдэггүй өөрийгөө ч юм уугүй бол өөрөө зарим нэг усууд нь хувилгаан гэж нэг нэг өргөмжлөөд тэгээ нөгөө хувилгаан нэр зүгээр өргөмжлөгдсөн хүмүүс маань тэг янз бүрийн буруу зүрх юм хийгээд ингээд хүнд хор нөлөөтэй юм хийгээд яваад ич магадгүй. Тэгэхээр тэрэн дээр та бүхэн өөрснөө анхааралтай хувилгаан гэд нэр зүйлсэн хүн болгон номын багшийн эрдмийг бүрдүүлсэн байх шаардлагагүй учраас тэр тал дээр та бүхэн сайн анхааралтай байх хэрэгтэй шүү гэж.
Tujiwaan ke yunite dasa wanyi ya wala kame dasa manye na dasa na pusange shiwa le che zan kolo. Jee bewe chingda ne dada dena yama lamto me do da te jene trobe yene troa me na. Le jengu ro daba me jo ro dene lo de zo sama san da jene me jene zun jime chala jawad. Baba che jene pa la wongbo de me nye ba ma che jime jene che jime de da kumanda wanyi mo sabad. Chamsi dana la jene che me che. Jinjin so lama shaba so wadang gujo so wadang taba chogu yin. Tede yonde mo lyon daba dawa zubi tunda shindu kumbaya nama yonde shee dama shi 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 me teta bu nanga ba chogu teme shee chao la. Sini yonzo sung be gyacha la matara sung la has. Diti duka kasang zwada chi shamanism. Shall
'And not worship other deities and Brahmins.' Just after the last line that I've read, forbear hunger, thirst, and afflictions. It says, right after that, 'and not worship other deities and Brahmins.' And so, here it gives 16 different features. Teachers. And so yesterday we talked about shamanism. So this is a reference to not worship spirits.
Бус гэдэг дээр нь болохоор орхны шашинтай ямар ч холбоогүй бусад одоо зүйлүүд хэлж байгаа. Тэгэхээр тийм усуудтай одоо юу гэдэг нь нарийн тотон холбоо үүсгэх бид нартээ одоо холбогдсон өөрсдийнх нь одоо шүтэж бишэрдэг юм одоо юу гэдэг нь шүтэж бишэрх юм бол нөгөө аврал болсон чухал дээр гурваас өөр юм шүтэж бишэрсэн болчих учраас тэгж болохгүй. Энэ ярьж байгаа юм бол чинь болохоор номын нөхөр гэдэг чинь ямар эрдэмтэй хүн байх ёстой юм гэхээр ийм байх хэрэгтэй гэж хэлж байна. Номын нөхөртэй хэлсэж одоо ном эрдэм суралцж байгаа усуд болоод ийм эрдэм өөртөө агуулсан байх хэрэгтэй гэж хэлж байгаа доктор энэ нь гарч. Тэр энийг бид нар санахаар хэрэгтэй. Энэ бол өнөөдөр Монгол ярилцаж байгаа бүх үеийн юм.
Кумангуш хэлээд.
Яг үүрээ одоо сонин сонин төсөл заадаг өөр багшны урсгалууд байна шүү дээ тийм ээ. А тэр бол одоо бүгдөө нь одоо яг
Machine, the Shamri, Jamjulubjikadul Tangre, Jigdimbe, Lat, Lusar, Zeria, Jig, Jigdimbe, Lat, Lusar, Zeria, Jig, Nanjitang, me, Susuta, Chokudin Ria, Jig, Tangabate, Surge, the Jinjanke Yamari, that did be Tabar of Cheche, or that did be Mabe Muru Nangaru, Bajig, Be Parjasinger, Shibuji, Timner Zinishana. Jamjulu töge shibuji za shibuji ji chebe yina gyamdur lobje de gegir ga gegir da she chiri na do ga gu gu me chiri ro re ka ne ka to ka pyong so na do ga
So of course, regarding like worship of spirits and worldly deities and so forth, will come later with reference to the precepts of having taken refuge in the Buddha, Buddha Dhamma and Sangha. Of course, when you actually relate to the worldly gods and deities and so forth, we may relate them to them and as kind of assistance and creating the conducive conditions. Conditions for our practice of Dharma, and therefore, in that kind of relationship, you may be able to give gifts, you know, offerings and so forth as gifts to these deities, so that they can help you. But not so doing. We should not do so in order that we are actually given to them, like in the sense of taking refuge in these worldly deities, because that's when you actually go against the precept of taking. Taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And therefore, during the 13th Dalai Lama's time, the 13th Dalai Lama himself had scolded the Pabongka Rinpoche, saying that if you give in yourself, submit yourself to the worldly deities, then you actually go against the precepts of the, having taken refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So, in, this is in relation to the evil spirit called Töngel, whom Pabongka was propitiating.
Lam yang tak batang, nyeshe lam tanani number jebe lo tu mena nudo muruwe tini koe lotan de bokode teni nigube cho tonne nigbu lenos da lexe nexe jeshib kuzi ge lemre ude jem sadre leni jeb loy tu den shin se song sha de ja aya teni zam gi cho ko nyam na teni yu ye jem chen yan da me zum na ne do me ro ye ton 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 ye wa chbo da da bo ko so de ba le che da che ma wa lo ku bo da yi de ba ni ne nga ro zo zo wa te da na che la ma teni ni che wa ne be se yi le wa de ba che da che ma wa lo ku bo chen bo jo bo ni she do ne be le she zo bo de sho shibu di tingi ni lo da de ba yin la ma ge jin do wa ne be so na ba o la me zhi zhi me che de na ma chang ma sa da la chang na ga gong ma sa na shi mu chun ji do chang me ju la me ba sha ge be den ji che de da she ba de che de Tata ka tsini mishin na tokshu min yukubi tuyen chibu le nyeba nyuru. Ta tete bi lama tsini da daba degi, lama tsini da daba degi, tenu khanri ya suna. Suba te chidiri tebe tsuyo nime tetara nyo danga daba degi, lama tsini da den, me den, kondu sheba tara lakwar ta laas, ta chirmishi sungdi, yao shibudu wa ta tebe. Tata nyo danga daba tez, lama tsini da den, me den, kondu sheba tara lakwar ta laas, Tsinyi dhanda bolo chuji kachin nabar chadi si sarkyaro, si dhagana shingi shikibi yamju chiya dhindi chikyo maari si. O diya di sunya hori, kasa. Sabengi, sajipenji, dada nobu laso bo chungsi samji nyoso lang, gunlan dhishin jebar chi si. Tangi yagurgundu kada yini, chigi tsin di jibe, dabe dengin dhime zawa di chori, da di yini dakshay meba chani. Chun ki yi se shing to kangchay nam le lembar tong sung duwa sawa dinti yindu kazil la nashi ri kazin kodin laba nashi kangsa la ta na zhong chwa la takshay kuyo se adi pe kya chung buri sha dinti ri ta dinti dinti su ta
And so with regard to how the students relies on the teacher, Jerembuchi says one who has these qualifications of a suitable recipient of the teachings should investigate well whether the guru has the requisite characteristics as explained above. Then this student should receive the teachings kind words from the guru's qualified teacher. Even so, the biographies of Geshe Dambawa. And so what this shows is that we should actually should not take things just because it is said by somebody or without doing any kind of checking of the qualities of the teaching and so forth. And in other words, we should not take things for granted, nor should we just take it without doing any kind of analysis. And as Sakya Pandita has said, that when it comes to dealing with some trivial kind of, this worldly kind of stuff, where people pay so much attention and put so much energy into checking when the quality of the thing and whether it is genuine and authentic or not and so forth. I mean, they spend so much time and energy, but when it comes to the Dharma, they take it as if it's something which is like easy to acquire, like a dog's food. And so this should not be the attitude that we, our attitude towards the Dharma. When it comes to the Dharma, just as you pay much attention and do investigation into the worldly things, you should actually do a lot of checking and an examination of the teaching and then also see the qualifications, whether the teachers have the qualifications or not and so forth. Thoroughly and not just take things for granted. So we're on page 77.
Oh, yeah. Tala nyeba tang shen chewe, che tega masi, ngala pimpa nyi chung songe, kishi tumpa la. Lama nyung de, ngale meba la, podo da kumpa rishi, lama nyi ji, tini kang le, ka treba la, lo ma chang be, kyun tong shing. Ma teba jewe ringa la, kishi tumpa lu de, le kwa ra ka chan be, teta cha songe de, shin tu meba la na be, teta cha wo. Pedara kani neba, che tanga cheba do, nyo sotoba tanga ke lo, le kwa
rishi, le shing yin, kishi tumpa, had few gurus, not more than five. Podoba and kambogo.
Kari shima che so, ten de, kuiba ra cha wo wo. Da lamrim shibhige jaya churu ma tuan jaya churu da ngantu da ne jaya churu da nabya kwa ne gada chege lamrim gongwe shibhe yi na shenyi tuzu kudu liya nga la shenyi tenbya panyan sang di shamli ya re shenyi tenbya panyan sangmi tuza ne shenyi tenbya lo chona liya chege tenne ne ma tenbya kyon di da da chang sambo re Sanji Kubala Nyawala Soba, and Shinji Tempe K. And Sanji Kubala, the Chirin Shirin Raya, or the Zutadi, Martin Bechong. That the name, Tenzu Lona, that Nimichabu Yuay Duzane, that Tempe K, Martin Bechong, Tenzu Lobe Nimi, Dir Sanda, and the Neta Shinji Sushin to Temple. Tā tēngu kutu sābē bē, sēnē bē, yījīrū bē, mēwārū cīcī, tā lēbē kutu lē, inā tsāo tēwā chāngā mā lē tū, lē yungu yā rē. Hā tū sī rē. Chīnī tā tēlā, tōngbō kā bā lē, sībī kūyī kēwē shīnī lā, nyē kū sū bā nē bē, tē bē, sā bā tā cīcī nē, tē bō, tē tā kē ngā tū nā shī lē, rā wā tō nē, rā nī, lā mē wā tō tō wā nē, pūn zāng bā tā bē, sīmī nē, pūn zāng bā tē bē, chā wā lā rā wā tō, mī rū kē, pā yungu tā shīng. Te wang du dang ne ngā shin che ba dara kewe shin yi ki ngoro dawos. Ta dara ki sang ji ngu su pe ting zin le kyang te tam che du rang nyam to dame kewe shin yi te lo shin du chukwa shukwa she sung so. Ta yang che rupu shi ti shuk de yang tik sung kutu ka de. Ta yang sen yi chang wa chik la che ki su ru ru la na sha chin mi duk sung hos. Ta pun zang wad de sem chin be lam be kari be sung wad de chung go res. Ya jirmu shi tima sèxè shi nani, tenyang cengi cangwa chigla shigi shi, su ru ru la nasha chenmi du su nagu tabo chigyo mar cha.
So how to rely on in thought? So basically, Isolinus mentioned that after doing the six preliminary practices, which come later, and then you come to the point of relying on a guru. So when it comes to the point of relying on a guru, what you should, how you should go about with it, and is first see the benefit of relying on a guru, and then once you understand those benefits of relying on a guru, such as attaining ultimately Buddhahood, and also through this reliance on a guru, you become closer and closer. You come closer and closer to Buddhahood and so forth. And then this joy of relying on a guru, you know, is engendered in you. And then you also need to see the disadvantages of not relying on a guru, and then also the faults of wrong way of relying on a guru, of and as well. And so through these, what happens is you've come to feel that you must actually have someone whom you rely on as your guru. And then you develop and come to develop this the root of all the qualities, which is the faith in a guru. You come to develop that faith in the guru. And go to that. Reading this passage from on page 78, where it says, this refers to a fully qualified teacher. It is said that you should not let just anyone lead you around by the nose. And so you should not actually give yourself in to anyone who claims to be teachers, an animal being led by the nose. You should not give yourself in to anyone. So this is under the title division, a general indication of the attitudes needed to rely on the teacher. It starts by saying the Arya of Stock Sutra states that you should respect and serve the teacher with 9 attitudes. And so this includes the key points of all the attitudes that you should have in order to rely on the teacher. If these are further condensed, 4 attitudes remain. They are as follows. 1, the attitude which is like a dutiful child. This means to give up your independence and self.
Tade. Zawa de suyang mishi bur tambur. Cheva ne tozu yusem de dudan digro so ji mishi bo do de ni le zawa de mezo wa. Zawa mezo ko da ngom mezo wa pa wa da she so so. La me chawe kul tam je. Kul wa ne sa de yusem de. Kul tam je kul we yong sum yo bo de we. Jenge Java Namla, Chang, Gishi Chanju Sambo, Dido the Tene, Gashin to the Yuva, Son of Cho, Takutu Mindro, Gentle Raw, Gishi, Songwa, Taro, Kuruku and Chizachawa, Lato, Lemon, Kuru, Gishit, the business, Dungi Chishon, Tamji, Gi Miguo, Janga Rubon, the Shoes, and Gomba Yandan, but a Chang Chebe, Kamshin, the Cho, Shunu Tala. Junduku Treshibe, Neme, the one number gave a consul of Devon and Chisum Chedi. Tishin Gishinia, the Dijichi, never Tarel and Manyo Yimbe. Jogi, Dirty, Songa, Roger, Ginger, the Visemini, Nale, Tamja, and also Long Lion Yi, Mitchie, Water Tower, the Zondo, Leven, Gunla, Ned, Subsidi, Chumbe, Dumbe, and Nasotaji, Senior, Zolum Chadi, Kane, Chung Chan, Mabel, Saga. Sakar Kambu, Yok Chuin, the Medici, Jang Chuin Dube, Chuin, Ari, Chu, the Wajiki Jagana, Yang Yu, Songa Daro. Chadrawa, the visiting Ajed, and a chair and Ajed, the number points, and Rang Lama Lama, and the Mogu, Kishin, the Vishan, and Mang Ajed, Yakamula, Yuji, Chumi, Jong Songa Tang, Jangish, and the Suji, and the Rizamo, Kanto, and the Mo Shuruji, Owan Dokam, Shumbu Kangma, and they won't do Songa Daro, whatever the visiting name of Lamasa was the Shaka. Dabba the Lanyashing, Missimba, Nana, Missimba, Danayang, Telechu, Chir, Dawa, Missadi, Takwara Chu, Tulun Yawada, Kuishing, and Mugue, Chishi, and Dawa, so on so. To the Bissiman, and Valamaja, while the Sister Shooting on Dushing, and Mugo. That in the Yibas or Tabajawa, Senator. She in it, Tempe, Madame Chong Sabatone, she in Dango, Taja. That Denzu Logan, he missed something, switching to temper Taja. That switching to the line, Sambetin to the Joyetin to me. That Sambetin to the Saw Tabachan, the Kurdishan was just in the Kubachan was in the Tiguchan, the story. That tell the Toma Tabachan was at it. Gunjo, Dollar
Suture should get past to me, throwing your sink sick there.
So we are in this, on page 80, it says, in particular, training in the faith, the root. And so having seen the quote, the benefits of relying on a guru and the disadvantage of not relying on a guru, and then also the understood What if you make mistakes in your reliance on guru? Then you actually, come to feel that you must rely on a guru. And then, having relied on a guru, started relying on a guru. You should also see how you should rely on the guru in the right way. And then next comes reliance in one's thought and also in action. So within the thoughts, you have cultivating faith and respect.
Keep Lamala Tamil Vishil, make Kanakis on Wadon Joel Adisha. Tama Shushi, Kesh Vishuan, hey, call a Nawata, some wood, or the Mamacha, or Tabayan. Taba Taba, so what the Tabashi location, or Tella, Chir Kunjota, Lander, Tangatisila, Tabamando, Yajamantin, Lamala Taba, or Day, and Lamala Lomish, the Tawan, the one who won't be guilty. Some of the Abu Lubula.
Yang Rang, Jung, Wu Tong, Yamaranga, Yundanari, Tong, Lo Shu, Tang, Namate, Jung, Rosiki, Namba, Shino. Yandengi Mune, Simshin, Juni Mune, Tam Mini, but the Sujas or Yama Sujas, Munya Yama Kamer, Kabara Mabara Shako, the Jordan. Lamatana, Kawa, Pishing, and Miguel, and Dribble, Togu Bay, Kembo, Tabachuam, Shiva, Mishima, Sutun, the Mamma, Sutun, Chavala, Tabatu, Shikido, Chedda Tabala Kawa, Tabata, the Kambala, Tabata, Kawa Chow.
Lambie saw about the Messiah.
操啊 신노상 나도 Never 但是你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给你给
You should remember your teacher's kindness with these verses. Are you using a melody and substituting yourself for Sudhana? And next, so having relied on the teacher through your in your thought and your mind, then next comes how to rely in practice. So here, of course, in practice means making offerings and, you know, revering the guru with gifts and so forth, but mainly it is the relying through your practice of or what the instructions that the teacher gives. So Ashvaghosha's 50 verses on guru says, what need is there to say much here? Do whatever pleases your gurus. Eliminate all that displeases them. Analyze this. Strive at it. Once you have understood Vajradhara's statements, attainments follow proper reliance on the master, unquote. Thoroughly please your gurus all in all things. In brief, you must strive to achieve what pleases your gurus and eliminate what displeases them. So the three avenues of achieving what pleases your gurus are offering material gifts, respecting and serving with body and speech, and practicing in accordance with their words. So this is also stated in the Maitreya's ornament for Mahayana Sutras. Rely on the teacher by way of respect, material things, his service and practice.
Anjans, Tada Kunzilus in the Tilla Mikuba, Neva, the Mabasu Charm Mirue,
라망거주발레 리고이네 미네나 미네르 치게장 셰송바달 셰장 레퍼럴 셰데 미주고 이노 어디 소셔
respect to practicing in accordance with the guru's words on page 86 it says the Jerembuchi raises a question first. The question says we must respect in accordance with the Guru's words. Then what if we rely on the Gurus and they lead us to an incorrect path or employ us in activities that are contrary to the three vows? Should we do what they say? And then Jerembuchi replies by saying, with respect to this, Gunaprabha's sutra on this discipline states, if the abbot instructs you to do what is not in accord with the teachings, refuse. Also, the Cloud of Jewel Sutra says, with respect to virtue, act in accord with the Guru's words, but do not act in accord with the Guru's words with respect to the non-virtue. Therefore, you must not listen to non-virtuous instructions. The 12th birth story clearly gives the meaning of not engaging in what is improper. And so what this means is that if your lama asks you to do something which is against the general structure of the teaching of the Buddha, then you should actually decline doing that. You should not accept to do those things that the teacher asks you. So with regard to the practicing according to Guru's words, it is said in the text, this means to practice without contradicting that what the Guru instructs to you. This is most important, for as the Garland of Birth Stories says, the worship that you should do in return for my help is to practice in accordance with my instructions.
номдэр төрлийн цэдэг буюу төрлийн үеийн одоо тэр намдрын 12 дугаар төрлийнх нь одоо түүхтэй нь гарч байгаа. Энэ түүх нь ямар учиртай вэ? Эрт үед одоо бурхан багш нэг барамсаа хүн болсон. Барамсаа хүний төлөө авсан явж байхад нь багш нь бурхан багштай зуга одоо олон найз нар нэг багшаар нам заалаад байгаа ч гэдэг. Тэгээ багш нь
гээд зүгдлэгдэл мэдсэн. Гэж шигээ цамад энэ хөгдлөгдөл харагдвал
тэгж байгаа болсон. Тэгэхдээ бусад найз нөхдүүд нь одоо багшигаа сургаалыг дагаа явахад олон багштай үед ганцаараа багшаа сургаалыг дагахгүй үлдсэн баг. Би уулгаа хийхгүй гэж. Би бусад одоо хутлал уулгаа хийхгүй гэж. Тэр түүх тэр холбоотой байна гэдгийг хэл тодорхой хэлж байгаа.
So with respect to how to rely on practice, just to read some part of this text, in brief, you must try to achieve what pleases your gurus and eliminate what displeases them. And then Jerembuchi goes on to say the three avenues of achieving what pleases your gurus are offering gifts, respecting, serving with body and speech, and practicing in accordance with the words. This is also stated in Maitreya's text. And then also a steadfast person who practices just as taught by the guru pleases that guru properly. And offering material gifts, the 50 verses of Guru says, if you always rely on your pledge master by giving things not normally given, your child, spouse, and your own life, what needs to speak of ephemeral resources, and also offering to your pledge master constitutes continuous offering to all the Buddhas. Offering to them is the collection of merit. From the collections of merit and sublime wisdom comes the supreme attainments.
Tatar Kungo, Tembe Shimindo, Tembe Shah, Mesa, Water, Tembe Shah, Mesa, Water, Tembe Shah, 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 Tembe Shah, Mesa ring. Rambo yun ring do sing in the Rubuko by Yasu water or shiver the penny. Saji Gola, Yawada, Jana, Yavada, Gavishin, Yemo, Watanga, Roboton, Watanga, Yamumba, Tobaka, Jana, Jewish, or Mingish. Tell a Chambada, then be and did you saw Jimmy, the Jurishim, and you could not look at it and do what you want. Tell a name could be some Juru, Gavato, and Nemishan, Sharashi, to change him with all the one you want to say, and don't look about that. Zigibo, Gain, and those of Jesus, someone in the room, but don't know Gashin, yes, I miss. Gashin in tea, some bear, Gashin in tea, some bear, should do some money. And so some money should do some better, but don't give a measure to a Gashin, you make a measure, someone on the machine, then I walk away in a Gashin and you go to it. Should do someone on the job, I'm just a long measure, but a job, you know, Gashin, giving a reservation to someone on. Let a young one on your tobacco, you know, Sheda. Zigibo, Gashin, the Shizuka, Shazu Sambala, Sanje, Jumden, then Namoto, when you want your location, you said, I make a one of Sambala. Tamje, you want your location, you see the Tuzum, about the Gashin, and you want your rope. Gave Shinny Yila Shevatanga, Matawa, Labata, Jamoto, Juro Shevatanga, Sonja, Mijapan, the Rigibo, what did you? Kadagashin to Kubel, or a temper than Yam, Batang, Unyan Guru, Shawatanga, gave it to you, Tube, Sambatanga, Gavatanga, Tele, Joaka, what on your rope. Tabala, some of the water, the leisure, one you rotate, give it, she make a drove, give it all. Go or a chair to what they live at the village, visiting a give us a better, the version of the one, Bishido. Tata, Jess also, my name is Julia, the mother was a viva Lamanga, which was in general, Jet and Jay, but I should just a bit. Lama attended the religious order to just a watch or share soon so, she Nandru, Labo song was the best one among others, you know, the Walamala Nigus, where he doesn't give me about the Bow Shedan. Sanjay gave me, and then number two about the young adults, over the Tena Sajata Chawa, Tralama, Tamba, Tanganyan, Batam, Kudish, our shares, which is a given legend. The bottom of the suit, young and busy, two is you, you make a damn what is about the Tanganyan, and the division of Mago, Parayan. Kerber and Jurushes also, Potter, a shan, and Ogre, Paddle, Lulu, Junior, Joy. Lulu don't run in shade, the Lulu to be Puma. Jarro set them miserable washing to make it need to begin to go over again. Parties of a year of a grenade away. Tamshe do you, Jimmy Mosongo, Lama, Naba, Madame Benny, Minnie Machine to share any better to Lona. Tam Matabasa Marita tends to love any me. Chinny do a jenny, but tends to Lona, send it in there, don't turn to me, say what I'm going to do. To me, but I will do about the member of your own, you have to learn how to say one good in the contact. Love you, learn, yeah, but you better document the one which is the one of us in the Jagas, the one on the Jagas, the one you take my worship. Some of the boys, you should be sure, but I say, but you think you can tell me about some of the laws of Mr. Bonavakatan Asia, but I'm getting as well. Then you care about tires or the dog and all the bucket of the tone, and you have to say the one which is what they can. Lovin, Benzebetanaki, country to Tambale, Sisters, and Yambala, and Lamas of Hi and Jagan, and Misses, and Dutch on your shares on so. Shenyang, Yandai, Maji, Banan, Miji, Shenyang, Yandang, Yandang, Rode, Tata, Yasang, Yang, Rube, Ding, Yandang, Dede, Tela, Nara, Sim, Sumo, Tawa, Amo, Tana, Sim, Miji, Nanda, Yandang, Dawa, Neme, Rube, Miji, Miji, Nanda, Dede, Tewa, Sumbu, Tewa, Sumbu, Gansa, Dang, Chu, Dede, Gero, La, Kuba, Dang, Lama, Amo, Dede, Miji, Miji, Nanda, Dede, Mato, Dede, Mato, Bichu, Mato, Bam, Toba, Chu, Misa, Wana, Neme, De, Magu, Bene, Chu, Nobun, Give, Jero, Shizong, Wataro, Miki Vishinye Dung Dikto Jangha Dana Yundan Nama Kaya Jin Dibi Jimin Yabata Jepen Miduwa Tha Dama Jepen Naba Thamze Dung Pongwa Chita Chapa Nyewa Shaba Le Dasha Dung Shidang Dung Dima Thuji Shiri Jiva Ni Dikbe Chobu Te Teni Tuki Dungu Dungu Ushe Dung Nyangin Dapa Leja Chanchu Sanba Nima Chowa Ngapa La Sikwa Tata Lampu Chanchu Bala Sokwa Nama Yin Dibi Dini Luyo Sama Sikwa 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 Kewa dang sim nambara dawa niga je wala je do yang di ni ji sha yi lue zang wala Che yi lue zi wada munga suru jiwa minu wada nga wala jiru nuga yang zong wa dama dama pili wale Yang kanda dikro ju yi sima zing jima gewe shi jibi tu nam nambang ba Nambang ba tada tamshu yu kunjo Tui jiu nama jima pangme yang sa che le rung shi dang shi wadang za shi ye zong li wadang me jing zong ba dang Zudu ma dang chama jima ke bhe shi bada me cha de di shi me dang dama chak de de wasi wadu wadu me shi bada nani wadu wasi wadu wadu shi me ma ba Dan cha ma yin dan bhe me de jun ji jun nong jun jen jiu ru Tongbar ku gu, tongbar tu gu an da ju gu bhe tongma gu ba shi shi rung di me ke bhe shi Kala janda ranshi da jebe khram rebe nishu ngar yeba namri shi ngar meba no sato peba nyuwa namso Gishi tenbe shene tawje chosu mudan chokyan jingde miting Rebe jime tawda nona tamwaan chokwa la tsengme sungo chukwita ke tento wani Teta na lamme nishu shi yongso chabe Tambayang ngara sheba lo koko mibu turi zamla changbe Nime kanya meche nikdo ne chuchi shena ne manawar chebe shenye tambala Yun rin du ten gula tehe sen yang chaka we shen na lama ten du san na pang do yu su gwa ta la ten ju ma shen ye pa ta ten na ni ke me dun pa ra kyong ju me shen ye ten pe cho kong jing na wa ni me ka le jang ke he cho wa ten jing du me sa wa ra na we rig ri me shen ye tima we sun do kong jing na ya dang de me kor la yu kyu shing sun ru ju tun la shi we tam pa na ji sun sun ju ji jang jen de jen ne kwe de me jen pa ta shen na shen pa cho wa gu nyung mu shen du wa gu nyung mu shen du Ralas, Lamatin Mishi, Shinishi, and Mishi, or Tumulish,
as a bad cast. In a bad cast. Furthermore, good qualities that have not yet developed will not develop, and those that have been developed will degenerate and then disappear. Moreover, if you rely on virtuous, non-virtuous teachers and bad friends, your good qualities will slowly diminish and all of your faults will increase. Then everything that is unwanted will develop, therefore always avoid them. And then, by relying on non-virtuous teachers, your previously existent wrongdoings, deeds wrong by nature and deeds wrong by prohibition, does not diminish, and new wrongdoings increase. Geshe Drumtenpa said, "The worst person, though keeping good company, does not become better than middling. The best, when keeping company with the worst, readily becomes part of the worst." A summary of the meaning of previous. Five parts. Thus, you must also understand, as explained above, the instructions that are renowned as Guru Yoga, yet you will get nowhere by training in an object of meditation for just a single session. When you practice a teaching from the heart, you must rely on a long time. An excellent teacher.
Me 주상하다 두배 공님 전에 배 공체로 진짜 좋으셔 지 현다서야 지 배 샴도 마샤샤서 되는 거지 다 담배다 붙다 좀 된데 좋으리 준진벌이 샴보 있는다 단데 담배다고 좀 된데 좋으셔 다 되네 지 루루에서서 장장에서 같이 되지 좋지 엔 더 저기라마 된지 저거라요 되지 엔 더 간다 라마 쪼르샤 다 되네 이름 되네 이 취소 에네 어디서 제마도 스타 라마 주변에 이네 이네 밴드 죽지신데 소용도가 어디나 지내지 다 되네 다 간다 지 이게 이네 소지신 어디서 여러 인도 그게 무슨 소리 땡담단데 이게 그림 맞아 하체 야구 진짜 와 되네 쳐봐 여매 버자라 사다 쳐봐 Chiba tsogo di dhubi chiba reisha, sosu nyamnin yao che. Dindri gita su nyamnin chebe, ini geza di yidi, chwe se su ya, ini dhubni, ini chik piu ya ro. Da dhima na ya, kada mikba ke ma chana ya, kada sosu huda pada chana, gyawa gyewe chiba diri, lama gyewe chiba diri. Da kenshi yun dhubi chiba reisha. Da ini, da dhida ki chik gen ro, da dhili ya ini chik chi yita chiba. Tsuzhidhidi, gyu, yo meba tzala sehata, yo le ya, gulungu yo, gyu yo, gyu loksu leshaba tzuzhidhidi manjibari. Gulungu yo suzhane da sam, jing dikzin jikzin chujega wangla chinche, dha chakuro jika, jik, dindrik tawane, mi tongana jing zewa ya, soro, jik dindrik tawane shiba ina, ya mangu jine gyu yin dushi hawa bata, sosu jik, kusungu di tikshabdi, gyu yin dushi hawa shache. Kutiyundu shisha, ini yang kumboru juna, ini kutu zungi zungi chay 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 对呀, 家庭就去了没过, 原来呀就是家庭, 什么都去了没过呢, 原来全程我都去了嘛, 再来了嘛做我说你全程我都去了没过呢, 인지미지베 기부 남자 먹고게 마주네 다 소스 메타베다고 또 좀 된대 응 딘딘 소스 아니 다 즉 전쟁 소리 남았지세 에 너트는 다 그걸 보다 도세 아니 어 소신센 가서디 기부세도 다 되네 잠도체야 다 잠도 가서 공도를 보는 시리 산지 초송을 때문에 산지세야디 아니 참으로 기본 로나 펜시아 것도 못 듯이 겹 신송샤 디기톤 다드마 지금 로나 샤워 제제 아 나한테 되게 타네 간다 지금 선 준비 되기 다 무슨 도구 연대 나 조조네 그러샤 그전에 농자들이 지금 지금 던지도 길고 지는 던지도 왜 나가다 책디 전시 승리 내서 뭐 퀴즈 소로 볼로 그거도 저도 좀 마시 저기 최저 나로래 강시 끌으면 뭐 땡정신 고연도랑 좋아 장수 전시 떠받달라 차선에 최근 주제 대주로 세샤하세니 송송이야래 다이네 강시 끌으면 뭐 땡정사 멤버 공연은 뭐 송다디디 우마비 송네 송셔외 다 멤버 디딩 뭐 신고 신고 바로다 자자가 저란에 제 유무지다 유무지 뭐 입이 미시면 멤버신 송셔왔다디 지분 관로 되기야래 다 간다 뜨들고 거네 다 조조한테 들으셔 전시승리를 내서 최지조로 말로 그거를 저런데 니군 사와 도시로 샤다 시소 소원나 시신의 진리기도 안에 거로 사무시다 나 들을 뒤에도가 중도사회 나래야 아니 닥대 신유 중고 친한 니세네 닥도 따위 신유 다 지금 정여로 진리기로 생기기다 지금 신대야 지금 여다바티 더둥 때로도 안에 아니 중대 아니 다 풍부를 된 샹도 열사로 야나 다디 아니 나버시 풍물의 전시에 다 안 되게 도와. 다 랑데 다 풍물의 때에 다와 다 모두 풍물의 전시에 다 면접을 봐. 자상 진리 인도 닥대 신유 고버디 모티브 준다. 닥대 말 닥대 신유 고버디 상제베 준다. 닥대 신유 주버디 아니 전일의 지리도 주베 좀더 마우스다 좀더 세네. 닥대 신유 중고 아니 지나가 좀더니 좀 쉬우시도 와. 저한테 다가는지 장점했던 바야 아래 아니 가서다 그런 가서라는 시리다 모티베이션 뭐 대중세 중세 나대네 모티지노는 다들 요소 원하는 신경다 모티브도 뭐 먹고도가 아니 이슈다 바야 야 아래 이슈 뭐시까 아니 이슈다 바래 다가는지 모함드 아니 가졌던 바래 다 소소소다 다만 뭐 먹고도가 다바티게 제수 장에 백현에 백자치 몸이 아래 나발에 가다 망하러 주세 이슈 중에니 다 동주지 클라스시 가지 배지 동주지 클라스시 다 나와 와도 동주 줄에 하다 다른 사람에게 노르셔서야 빌린 사람 초고다 빌린다 동주 시비 초고도 전에 와다 동주 가서 이슈 중에 동주 줄 하스 가지 동주 줄 하스 다 산제보다 동주 주 유명해. 아니 힌두 동주 주 유명해. 다 몽고샤도 와. 와야. 다 사간 즐기 차셔버이나. 남의 사간도 죽으래. 이주 나간다 가지 나간다도 할래봐도 와. 진짜지. 사진이 이제는 출루 라는다. 다 너무 싫어도 와. 다. 사진이 이제는 다. 다 너무 개발했대. 구이직 제육은 나베 돈이 시작해 왔다. 소소디 담바테데 댄샤베 숭데 간다시도 왔다. 심주차르도. 심주차인도 왔다 되게 쉬었더니. 점점 되게 숭셔버디. 예네. 다베베 다와 세드 숭인도 자네. 동해에서 뇽모 뇽모 소 예네. 뇽모 독숨 대사와 띠무 댄진. 다 티임버디 우메숑네. 다 고물로도 간다 숭셔야다. 세셔레. 뒤에도 아직 상무를 거인도 애는 거냐 자네 당신 쓰시소 이 견뎠다 벌라나 왜 겨와 땡진다 봐줘 쓰신다 봐 달란데 지금 그거 전에 뭐 대에서 와 머리에 당신 통에 대도 뭐 땡진다 봐 좋아서 전 다시 소송 안 하시게 된데 지금 타네 애는 담발이야 뭐냐 자네게 다 담바 잔잔은 담바 쳐도 하고 입었지 다 통도야지 용으로 봐 그래서 잠도 용하려야 다 뒤에 야구 심해 거냐 걸마듯이 다가다 캐버디 아니 전시던 바 송샤다 어디디 어 자고토요는 삼성과를 러면 삼성도 가지쳐서 샤샤네 뭐냐 전에게 가지쳐서 이모 얘는 밀리아 차와샤세데 미는 거지 가지 냠려면 주시기도 가 다가는 신기다 이슈 뜻이시지 Zabuni digan ge pejir mi chiliya shenyun da chedin da dindigit hola shamdi shungi nangwa le yishul haga re. 다 이슈 쳐봐야지 지거리 마도 신문에 전에게 다 사자 구조 믿겨보 가봐 여섯대 아니 이슈 쳐봤던 적이 지금 면주로 하셔서로 지금 납도 소야서로 쉽지도 말아서 남봐 에다는 디나는 남백인도서 누가 나러래야 아니 가식스지 이르셔제베 우르셔제거든요 이거다다 저때도 가식이 세세기 이슈 쳐봐서 납도 속에 만간 좀 쉽지도 남배 쳐봐서 제리 야 묘하다 샵도 렌제 쇼모도 개민나 그 비도 쓰기도 와 그거에 대해서 와다 이제 시기도 와 자기들 이르사대 거대라 다 단단한 상담 녹스면 당에 이제 다 상주스도 제 나도 디지 힌두 그 저부지 그런 철 잡으시다요 그래 항상 남다가 말이야 님이 지 디디지 아니 좀불디 군조 꺼버리스 다 군조 꺼베 아니 좀불디 디가리야 미 독자 먹고 싶어도 아니 군조 가르치는 꺼버렸어 아니 나디 내가 자세 김도 봐 다디 군조 그냥 냐와 꺼버리스 서유 꺼버려라 냐와 꺼버리스 냐와 꺼서는 냐와 조개스 꺼버리스 제사가이데 미뚝자즈체 용구 여르스한테 뚝스 라위다 데 겐두도와 젊으신 어른심은 따고 땅 어른심은 거대 애니 친하게 잡아디르 마 숨네 뉴뉴뉴뉴레 뭐냐 저는 딩 어른심은 다 타주 뉴군 거대 집으로 받다 타주 뉴군 거대 여보다 어른심은 우디마 비지 여리다 샤리 비지 주장지 아유 뉴뉴로 봐 뜻이 여기는 괜찮아요다 어 애니 집어도 난 거에 캐벌도 있으시네. 나 캐벌 순주잖아요. 사과 면자리, 철루 면자리, 띠면 배치. 어다 떠주부터 하는 면자리에 어디 이름아, 다 송도가. 뉴뉴지 송이. 다 난 거에 캐주소, 어디 다음에 배다가 송도가. 십계비 농창이. 상계 기순 꼭주주, 강시 태숨 경주와 대유 똥만 니댄데, 니니 코너를 이지자, 세 송샤라. 달로 수르네베토는 좋고도, 아니, 할래표정으로 지나리 하루다디, 다는 상제 처음인지 세계서라 미다야 근시 리본 데베지 디니 더버 용순진스 나 상제베 초치미스 상제베레 셴베 출루션다 나 당에 가게메스 인데 디 상제베 아니 군조의 수 딱 군조 수로 다 상제베 군조의 덤베 송셔버때다 아니 출루 셴지 인데 덤베 송셔베 최니부디 도르윤두자네 아니 맨라시도스 전 디송도와 자, 드디 인도산에 어떤 가라서 가다 가라서 저 디싱기베 맞아 사사지를 쓰기 유두루 따짜스 심으베 전에 마시는 디 사월에 사월에 속고 마시는 이거다 아직 개월에 유야니스야디 유 두두르이나 아니 유야니 디싱기스 유두르스 Kiranzu Sokuta, Talaka Shayorwa, Tayani, Tachani, Tajakwa to Slave Pingomarta, Chambu to Slave Pingomar, Tan Dretan, any Kazota, Tuxalun, or anyone at Janeta, Takayagim, the Shingris, or didn't she Sanji Daka, Chemogushayor, that Yidi, Yutur, Tachas Labanishi, Tux Duruche, Shimjuchen, any Kanla Jumzem, Manga Yudabati, any. 강라 준제 겐두 예버디 에는 당념으샤 저소 저들이 인도도 철이 계속 좋아서다 저들도 와서 산결 계속 좋아서다 저저 철 딱세신 심지어 그런 거 송세 최대로 딱세신 되네네 산지 좀 된데 덤바다 전안에 맨자리샤 사바지 로샤스도 아 저름 지기 지적강네 지적강가 코너에 철을 지질 크민 유스 송샤다 되리 자상가 동니가 따와서 쉬우지가 좀 잠주 그들이 있는 동니가 따와래 민중 그들이 동니가 따와래 전주성 그들이 동니가 따와래 다 동니가 따와서 이르잖아 얘는 고물루루 뭐나 전에 그런 식으로 인데 버지 얘는 상제장다 얘는 나와자고도 쉬워서 되지 뭐나 전에다 개변하게 양지 안 뒤지게 관제 맞아야 돼 젊으세요 통문이 부지르샤 배우 강제리야 캐벼 온 것도 다 중요하죠. 쌍점이 제발해. 대가는 가서 별이야 자야 넘숨스네 아니 자 군지 롱지바 자 되네 사펜지다 되네 지르무시 지수부들 자야 넘숨스 쇼도가 뭐나 전에 캐버셔 버리 아 당신은 지금 아주 가냐면 전제 하고 죽는데 진행 군을 군지 로자와 로저 카드 양배 잔다와 용서 담방가도 송가와 숨에 넘어서 뜻이 있었어요. 그래서 그때부터 나 진짜네. 캐버먹 슈브총이야리. 뭐나 전에 당신은 그 주회 계속 먹고 슈브총이야리. 리디 이네 땡지 드론 좀 듣거나니 루루 옆에서 그 공부 넣으시 슈망고 궁직니 제도 할 레벨 14호 나셔야 돼. 배지 저런 지도 못하면 누가 자 뒤치기 맨 개별 공부 주 미번기에 아니 저런지 대변하리야 제 저런지 이네 땡중 그 대코나니 다 배서한 세겐세니 저런지를 대외 고디 땡중 그땀 싸한 잡디가네 대반제도 나 진짜지 사진이 있는데 어디 대변은 주신의 담을 진입에 다도 강하셔 송셔 다든지 어딘지 그러나다 경주체야 다 잠도 세미나네 잠도 가서 볼 거기 뗏순 줘야 나도 균센트스데 롤이야 지금 샤 된지지 그 타네 땅만에 타네 응원도 줘야 이네리 내리 줘야 터도 탐지 좀 뵙고 반 줘야 다 뒤에디 아니 다음에 배 따와든 데 송신에다 취주디 다 배사월 독대버디디 셴베이나 아니 어 그게 잠도 닌지메데베다 잠도 지 용거로 봐다 어든지 로즈니 메베다 잠조 세시고 지기다 용대야 데리 데드베고 나다 계속으로 와 아니 책다 계도 가전에 책임도 숨고르네 시고 시고드네 전에다면도 다 가서드네 책임도 와 내가 난 자면 저부지 당연히 뭔가 망치겠다 저래 졸고 그냥 저때 차상 졸고 말해 니고 니고 준들이 어 자면 저부들이 나들러버리 아자라지 몰라지 이제 룰지 집이 인사 아니 근데 라마치 소신 소 통보자도가 상제의 상을 마샤샤스 나야 이듬다 라마치도 뒤에는 공원을 사는 그래서 나한테 나와치 뭐 수사 뒤 나보다 걔 말해 이들이 중재도 왔다 땜배다 웃다 못하면 이제 소식으로 왔다 이리 지사 어디 이들 아블라 어디서 럽뇨 지사 어디 이들 자네 다가 땜배다 웃다 못하면 이제 다디 야고치가 소리 디구순 다 조순교연대 디디 야오십체 엔 디터네 엔 디투리아 다다가 저디 된대야 되다 니두셔 그신 가자 돌아 회전 하지 강다 양다 내베 통놈 나복군데 나서 디숭바 사다디도가 좀 된대겠다 주군 제 시동 전에 송셔 디도 송이도 전에 엔 뭐나 전에 다 당하지야지 용거로 왔다 너다 대대비관에 그게 미국 세트에 좀 된데 지고 삼다는 야구도 좀 된데체 아니 디 루루체 토미체 아니 잠잠 세트에 야구래 엔 된데 지름식 세트 엔 계시자로 남아서 세트 일단 남아 세트 소야 남아 세트는 아니 지름식 된데 아니 야서 숨제 디 된데 아니 소소자로 남아 세트나 아니 소신 뭔가 쉬고 하면 되고 봐 너 도시에 딱 하나 교유 뉴뉴지 세트 아니 잠도데 엔티네 다 뜻은 뭐야 엄마띠 대결을 뜻은 뭐야 되지 대결을 뜻은 무슨 어 뉴네 예배 때문에 로업에 뭐 뒤니지 고방 아 고순토기 연대 치마진지 안한 게 뭔도 자 사바지 뜻은 뭐고 그래 대결을 뜻은 뭐야 돼 봐 이게 교유 뉴는샤 당에 기도를 해서 뭐 천안에 캔슬하면 교제부 좀 도달해서가 나 천안에 연대는 신지기 땅 아랑게 뭔도 전에 천안에 특집을 나시 내 심기 천안에 작업에 접발을 넣는 신 아랑게 작업에 접발을 넣네 가다 타협에 심지 타다하겠다 전시 쭉 써보지기 지금 난가 내봤던 로아지스 내주고 지금 안 내주는 로에동에서 오셔서야기 심지니시기에 있는 다 심지세야 되리 죄송아 잠도 심지 와다 대대비권에 교수는 좋아도 심지어 규정 정해봐 지 차스 당연히 주주 주었으면 내가 집부터 가 주쇼 셔서
가운데 좀 봐라
So His Holiness, after having said all these, then says now we'll have a break for 15 minutes, and perhaps in the meantime, the interpreters should also be able to forget what has been said.
Энд нэг ийм асуулт ирсэн байна. Монголд сүүлийн жилүүдэд айл болгон одоо интгэсэн юм хаанаас юм. За ямар ч үсэн бомб аваад одоо бид нар бомб мэдээ
шүү дээ.
Монголын бомб бомб гэдэг шүү дээ, тийм ээ.
So basically, we are on this section on page 94, which says what to do during the actual meditation session. Impossible.
Одоо юу гэдэг нь улс орны эдийн засаг улам удаад өр ширэнд баригдаад ингээд идэг энэ ер нь ямар учиртай юм бэ? Эний талаар нэг та тайлбарж өгөөч гэсэн нэг ийм асуулт хүн өргөөсөн байна.
Нэг юм жижиг үзэл нэшэдэг юм. Азу пэвэ. Та пэвэж тэ чам согдож зүгээр чиг ийм жүчээ. Чиг тэнийг норла. Замбан дэсээ яд чидэг яарэ. Бүтүү яш та чиг яарэ. Ini pembekal milyun yang cium itu kan? Euro itu Amerika itu tuh pembantu yang yamari, tuh nolak yamari. Jadi milyun yang bilion itu
kan?
So the question must have His Holiness just gave response to the first question which was asked, and basically what was said was that amongst the Tibetans and Mongolians, and of course we have the practice called a ritual for some kind of a wealth pot that we keep in our house, and after having been after the rituals were done for wealth, then things were put in some wealth pot, and this is kept in our houses. But there are not even a single millennia amongst Tibetans and Mongolians.
Lamal sejuk betapa kuar, kasih tu cukup ris. Ini cerita macam mana degi maris. Tapi cuma sih awak cuma cium doa. Oh, tenang sih. Tapi nolat yar, nolat cum ni, yang aku kebaca pentas ini yang yar. Jadi ini nolat nolat degi ris. Di cikol yang tarlun sih, yang aku yamari. Jauh susu kalah cikol ris.
So by saying this, I'm not saying that these wealth deities are not there at all. Of course the deities are there who can help us gain wealth and so forth. But what we must not do is not just relying on these wealth gods for our wealth and not do anything from our side. We must, while we pray to these wealth gods, we should also put effort, we should work hard on our part so that we'll be able to actually fulfill our goal of gaining wealth. So, should I say?
Yes.
They hear you.
People are listening or not? I'm very impatient. We're in a question and answer session right now, and then the second question was asked to His Holiness. Now the response is His Holiness says he cannot do much about that. Should have interest in studying the Tao.
And it's all she would tree song on us. And woman should be tree song on us and shooter. Lama Changajin ain't sungry. And it Changaj manner? Mta Gamma Lama Chick Pere Lama Lama Chambuji Chick Chongri. And it's Chi Midinay.
And
Jagaja.
And
that
is some. Foreigners visited one Lama, and the Lama told him to sit down because I have lots of time today. And then one of the foreigners asked, what are the fivefold path and the 10 bodhisattva grounds? And immediately the Lama's response was, oh, I'm in a hurry now. So you actually have to request these teachers to give teachings and for a short text. You should ask, for example, teaching on the Heart Sutra.
Oh, so you are la labor ham medas sungai chuni yagor vaide. Raya, kudu kukumai so you le penny. So you mean Lusu or the Dua? Gombari Dandishije, Pidusane, not the Tamja Shagu Dua. Gumorani Tamja Shu? Any so good Taxadan. Sir, this Sungi and the Tazumchi, Gumunim do Dua. Chesanga, to do Rosalingi, Dijore, Campuchi, Cholos in Kamanamadra, Chekishi, Gumunim do Yoda. Some Tazumchi got the song, Shugo, the Gugumente. And Rosalind Kishidi, Nyevu Shayaris, in Shuk. Kembok, the corner number in a thing, and Savio Chamaso. Then you should go Kundu Kumag and the Sikosham Shayari. Santa Zumchi, Upugipu, Nasunio, because so you live a girl, Tamsha Shavan, and Gavlia, that's a good Nyevu Chuman Ross. That Kishilati, 2 years so much that you are drastic to the Sukhya. Pay your order, that Dickor.
So during the 13th Dalai Lama's time, he visited Mongolia, and at that time, His Holiness the 13th Dalai Lama actually sat down for a debate, and where he actually took the role of the answering the questions. And so during that time, Lobsang Rinpoche was also there amongst his entourage. And so during the debate, one of the geishas who had who was from Losaling Monastery actually started questioning the 13th Dalai Lama. And therefore, because this geisha was a good scholar, later on, Lobsang Rinpoche has told me that the 13th Dalai Lama was really pleased with this geisha who put questions to him and gave challenges to him during that debate session. And Lobdo Rinpoche said that perhaps at that time when he was sitting to give answers and the challenges were put by this Geshe, perhaps the Thirteenth Dalai Lama was somehow put in a difficult position by this Geshe, and therefore he was very he found the Geshe to be very helpful to him to gain more deeper understanding of the text and so forth. So because of that, perhaps the Thirteenth Dalai Lama became very pleased with this Geshe. And so His Holiness was saying that when it comes to when Tibetans monks come to Mongolia, the Mongolians should ask to give teachings. For example, they can choose texts like Mula Madhyamaka Karika, the fundamental middle way verses of the middle way by Nagarjuna, or Chandrakirti's Madhyamaka Avatara, entering the middle way. Request teachings on these texts, for example, or other teachings like a shorter text like the Heart Sutra, and then see whether they can actually give teachings or not. And then you can see the whether those people, the monks who come to you in Mongolia, are qualified teachers or not. You should be able to check them by asking them to give teachings like that. And then later on, they would, after coming back to India, they would have to rethink whether to go back to Mongolia or not, because they would, because you give them hard time asking for teachings of these tough texts, and they are not able to do them. They would not be so excited to go to Mongolia. And so in this way, you have to check these people who come to Mongolia.
Len tebu da yagu chuna pege tebu shi raite. Dakse da kaoru che du ini swage tebu che. Ngay kukimindu si singe de yorda di.
And so Geshe Stalin is saying that some Mongolian geshes were quite cunning. What happened was sometimes when the Tibetans put questions, and the Mongolian geshes could actually understand the answer, know the answers, I mean, they were able to give the answers, they would really speak in good Tibetan. But when the question becomes a little bit tough for them to really give good answers, then they would pretend not to have understood the Tibetan question in Tibetan. And say that they didn't really understand them. And so Gurdwip Chongye, who was one of the debate assistants to His Holiness in his childhood, had told him this story that one Mongolian was actually put to a difficult position during a debate session. And then what he said, because he was not able to give the answer well, he said that, of course, I cannot actually put them in words, although I know them in my heart.
Oh.
able to overcome all obstacles, all evil forces. And you are the crown and jewel of the scholars of the land of snow, Tibet, Tsongkhapa Lobsang Thakpa. I call on you, or I pray to you. Power Kazito. Nishanidosh. And the sun, daughter.
Oh.
page 94 in the text, which says what to do during the actual meditation session. The actual meditation session.
Kulia, Chu, Jimba, Ningaria, any Rixungo set them, Tushayari, that is the Indian Commissum, and Nago de Auto. The Tangun Jumujavina, Miss Shiva da Rasha.
So, with regard to this, the prayer of Master Tsongkhapa, which was recited. sometimes it seems that Mongolians, his owners were saying that sometimes the Mongolians were reciting a four-line prayer of the Tsongkhapa, or sometimes, and then other times they seem to be reciting the five-line prayer of this this prayer of Tsongkhapa. But in any case, in the beginning, initially, how it started was that Jerembuche, that Master Tsongkhapa himself, actually wrote this prayer in praise of his own teacher, Jitun Rendawa, and he, in this prayer to Jitun Rendawa, Jerembuche wrote, "You who is the treasury, who are the treasury of the of non-objectifying compassion, and who has the flawless, the Avalokiteshvara, and you Manjushri, who is of the flawless knowledge." And then Rendawa, the crowning jewel of the scholars of the land of snows, to you I make my supplication. So this was what Jerembuche initially wrote. But then Jitun Rendawa, after hearing this praise, said that actually this praise actually befits you. Therefore, he actually turned it over and changed Rendawa, his name, to Tsongkhapa, and then gave this prayer back or praise back to Tsongkhapa himself. And so it was only four-line prayer in the beginning. Whereas at some point, now because His Holiness was trying to ask if anybody knew whoever had inserted this fourth line, which says, "You are Vajrapani, who overcomes all called evil forces." Whoever has inserted this line, he's trying to ask if anybody knew the source, and since nobody had any answer, His Holiness says, "In that case, I might say, at some point of time in our history, somebody inserted this line and made this prayer a five-line prayer." So, and then, of course, in Drepung Monastery, when they recite this prayer, they use the four-line prayer, and And then when you actually personally do your practice of based on Jetsongkhapa as the guru for your guru yoga practice, what you can do is you can imagine these three deities who are called the three deities of the three lineages, Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, and Vajrapani. And so these three deities could be imagined on Jerembuche Jetsongkhapa's crown, throat and heart, and then you can say the prayer, five-line prayer as well. And so this is about this prayer of the five-line prayer or four-line prayer of Jetsongkhapa. And now I'll try to remember, looking at the notes, what Solomon had said earlier. Now we are at that a part of the teaching, which says the actual meditation session is divided into three phases: the preparation, the actual session, and the conclusion. Now we are at the preparation, and within this, there is the cleaning. This aspect of the preparation are the activities of settling pa. Therefore, number one, clean well the place where you are staying and neatly arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. And so, with regard to this, why do we do this kind of practice of cleaning the room and arranging the Buddha statues, the representations of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas cleanly and neatly and so forth? Is on the one hand, when we do this, our practice also pleases and delights the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And secondly, it also has health benefit. And so keeping your room clean and, you know, is hygienic for yourself as well, and therefore you should do this. And then when it comes to number one, number two, obtain offerings without deceit and arrange them beautifully. Now here, sometimes we tend to think of the material, you know, we tend to pay importance to the kind of material from which these statues and so forth are made, and also the offerings that we meet. Now here, what we have to think is when we arrange the Buddhas, with regard to the number one, sometimes we consider those Buddha statues and Bodhisattvas, statues of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, or representations of them, which are made of more precious metals and precious stones and so forth, to be holier than others. So that should not be the case. What we have to consider most important is the Buddha. Buddha is our main object of refuge. And then we should also have the, whether they are made of, you know, whatever materials they are made of, we should have the Buddha statue first. And then around the Buddha statue, we have to arrange masters like Nagarjuna and so forth, or deity, Bodhisattva deities like Manjushri, Maitreya, and so forth. And so within this practice of Guru Yoga now, and the Lama becomes the principal, you know, object for our refuge. And then the Lama, of course, after the Lama comes deities, and then the last comes the Dharma protectors. So in the Lama Chöpa practice, for example, the Guru Yoga, the Guru Puja practice, we have this the five sets of Lamas around the main deity. And with the central figure, we have other sets of lamas and deities. And so, whether you do it in that way, as in Lama Chöpa, like this 11-tiered kind of, you know, lotus petals, or we can also think of just this five sets of lamas. You have the central one, the Buddha or the Lama, and then to the right of the Lama, you have the extensive practice lineage, starting with Maitreya, and then to his right, to his left, and are those of the masters of the profound view lineage, starting with Manjushri and down. And then in the front of the Lama, you should imagine the those gurus or teachers from whom you have directly received teachings. And then behind the Lama, you have to imagine Vajradhara and other deities. So in this way, we have the five sets of gurus. So in other words, even if you don't have many different lamas as such, but then you should at least have these sets of lamas, and particularly your lamas from whom you have received teachings directly. And then you can do your prayer of refuge and bodhicitta. And so this is about the visualization of the lamas, and then also you can, in short, you can also have just what your lama or the Buddha, and then without having too many different deities and the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and so forth, but just your called a short version of your lama. And then and then having the visualization of the Lama there in front of you, then you should arrange the offerings. Now, with regard to the offerings, what happens is the offerings that you obtain should not have been obtained through deceit, because then that doesn't become a pure offering as such, and then they must be arranged beautifully as well. And so, in other words, you do your best. Whatever you offerings or gifts and so forth, you can obtain, get them, and try to make offering of them, use them as gifts on the altar and so forth. But the main thing is to have a sincere mind to do the practice well, when being obtaining them honestly, and then doing your practices sincerely. So the principal thing here with regard to the offering is your own practice, which is in accord with the words of the teacher. And therefore, you should have your motivation to make, when you make offerings, also should not be tinged with these eight worldly concerns at all. And sometimes when you make offerings and you have the statues of and images of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas also, what happens is you tend to consider them as your possessions, possessions and like an ordinary object. And then there is this kind of, the faults, incurring because of that and in relation to your practice. And so that must not be the case, because when you actually consider them as part of your riches or your material possessions, then what could also happen in worst kind of situation is when you fall short of money or resources and so forth for your living, then you might tend to sell them, because you consider these objects of refuge or the statues and so forth as your objects or your possessions. Material possession, and not so much out of the reverence, and therefore you might tend to sell them for money and for your living. So that should not happen. And then the five sets of the gurus, as already said, and then you should say this prayer of taking refuge and also generating bodhicitta. Now, having visualized your guru and the lama in the center, surrounded by other lineage masters and also those other teachers from whom you have received the teachings and Vajradhara and so forth, then having arranged all the offerings and so forth, also you should when it comes to cultivating your faith and cultivating the refuge, the sense of refuge and bodhicitta, you should also think about the qualities of the Buddhas. And so, with regard to the quality of the Buddha, for example, the founding teacher of Buddhism, As Dignaga says, the Buddha was someone who had become an authority, an authoritative person or a valid person, and we should think along the about, we should think about the, reflect on the reasons of why someone like Buddha has become holy for us, or you know, how someone has become that kind of a person, enlightened and a valid or a reliable person. And then when we think along this line, reasons. What you can see, as Jetvankhapa says in his praise to the Buddha for teaching the dependent origination. And so, in other words, the Buddha, Jetvankhapa says that the Buddha actually taught us from what he, his own experience of what he has actually, you know, seen and experienced. And therefore, following after him, there will be no faults that will incur on us. And all the misfortunes, all the degenerations would, you know, be overcome. And all these shortcomings would be overcome within, from within ourselves. Whereas those who oppose him, as one sees when those who oppose or go against his teachings actually are strengthening or reinforcing their called grasping at some kind of a self, a concrete self. And so Master Tsongkhapa says, "Youths who speak excellently by seeing it as it is, for those who train in your footsteps, all degenerations will become remote. For the root of all faults will be undone. By those who turn away from your teaching, though they may struggle with hardship for a long time, faults increase evermore, as if being called forth. For the firm, for they make firm the view of self. Aha! When the wise comprehend the differences between these two, why would they not at that point revere you from the depths of their being?" And so this thinking along these lines, and also thinking along what Master Vasubandhu has also said in the beginning of the Abhidhamma Kosha, that the Buddha has actually destroyed all darkness from within his mind. Now here the darkness, of course, should not be just confined to how it is understood from the point of view of the Abhidhamma's tradition, but on the Abhidhamma Kosha tradition, which is a Vaibhashika tradition, or nor should it be understood from the lower school's point of view, but the middle way understanding of this the darkness, which is to say the darkness is this clinging to some kind of concrete independent self in or intrinsic existence in things and self. And so here we also need to reflect on the difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist traditions. What differentiates these two is the assertion or rejection of the object which is comprehended or apprehended by this clinging to some grasping at some true selfhood or Atman or soul theory. And so those who reject it are Buddhist, and those who affirm it are the non-Buddhist traditions. And so in this way we have to understand the difference between Buddha's teachings and the Buddha himself, and then also you'll be able to see the difference in the the teacher, the Buddha himself. And by understanding the nature of the teaching in this way, you will be able to understand the teacher himself, the quality, not just because of the teacher himself.
Sanjay, Chani. Ti. Peji. Jana le ya tindu ki. Kapchi le ya. Nere juru pake jik zomba nangya kishib. Ndi jik shik shash to. Tindu tina jina maa chongi na. Kanda jashir yushi chalu di di. Jami chalu ra rado wa. Tindu shiri. Kanda ya. だからまみで現地で家族の派遣で出るとくばしてて。くばしてて。派遣で出るとだんべ茶碗全部。でね、旬さんしも書けみとか。だ、で、さ、だ、全然に、え、夢のてばさて、まさじめしろ派さて、やれ。しょろくちくとだ。派遣で出るとぜしゃべ。せ、君とか。たるるやそうそうでいて、もうね、じゃねえと旬でいて、ただいねがず自由でば。 젠 저거는
So His Holiness was commenting on this statement in the Lamrim Chamo, where it says, under the preparation, number four says, imagine that seated in the space before you are the gurus and of the vast and profound lineages, as well as immeasurable Buddhas, noble Bodhisattvas, Pratyeka Buddhas, Shravakas, and those who abide in the Buddha's words. So this phrase, those who abide in the Buddha's words, was what His Holiness was commenting on, talking about also, does it refer to perhaps the 16 Arahats or so forth, or something else. So His Holiness says, well, there's no need to translate this. So number three in this preparation is sitting up straight upon a comfortable seat in a suitable posture, your legs either in the full or half lotus position, and then absorb yourself in the practices of going for refuge and developing the spirit of enlightenment. And then at the end of number four, it says the last sentence, then visualize the field of for accumulating the collections of merit and sublime wisdom. And number five, the cooperative conditions for the production of the path in your mind are, one, the accumulation of collections, which are favorable conditions, and the number two, the purification of your mind from obscurations, which are unfavorable conditions. If you lack these cooperative conditions, it is extremely difficult to produce the path, even if you take pain to sustain the meditations that are the substantial causes of the path. Substantial causes of the path. Now you must purify your mind with accumulating the collections and purifying the mind of obscurations. With the seven branches of worship, which comprise the crucial points for accumulating the collections and purifying the minds of obscuration. With respect to the seven branches of the worship, the first, the branch of obeisance, includes the combination of physical, verbal, and mental obeisance. It is expressed in the first verse of the prayer of Samanda Bhatra, I bow down with a clear mind, body, and speech. with a clear mind and body, stood all lions amongst humans, leaving none out. Those who traverse the three times in the worlds of the ten directions, however many there may be. So this verse is a sincere and respectful physical, verbal, and mental obeisance that does not simply conform to what others do. Do not take as your object of meditation the Buddhas of a single direction in the universe or a single time. Rather, take all the conquerors who reside in all the ten directions, as well as those who have already visited this world previously, will visit here in the future, and are appearing at present. The present, the Master Yishibde explains in his commentary, even if you bow down to one Buddha, the merit is immeasurable. What need is there to mention the merit of bowing down? While imagining that vast number of Buddhas in regard to physical, verbal, and mental obeisance, physical obeisance is expressed by the second verse. I make obeisance to all the conquerors with bowing bodies, as numerous as the particles of those worlds, perceiving all of the conquerors through the strength of prayers that aspire to auspicious deeds. Imagine all the conquerors abiding in all directions at directions and times, as if you are actually perceiving them as objects of your mind. Also, as you bow down, imagine duplicate images of your body emanating from your body in a number equal to the minute particles of the Buddha's realms. Moreover, you should have initially been motivated by the strength of deep faith in the auspicious deeds of the objects of your obeisance. The Master Yishide explains. So with regard to the dedication of one's whatever merit and wisdom one has collected, one should dedicate them with the motivation of bodhicitta as best one could, even if it may be just a simulated aspect of bodhicitta. You should do your best to bring up this bodhicitta with motivation within yourself and make this dedication so that your dedication becomes a dedication to become enlightened for the benefit of all sentient beings, to become fully enlightened, perfect Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings. When you dedicate your merits like that, what happens is that merit that you have accumulated will not be finished or come to an end until the end of space, because your motivation is to benefit all sentient beings who are numberless. In order to benefit all these sentient beings, you want to become a Buddha, a fully enlightened person. Therefore, the merit never finishes. Whereas if you make dedication of whatever merit you have collected in order to reach liberation, for example, become just an arahat, then that kind of merit that you have collected would be called merit which is in harmony with liberation, an aspect of liberation. Therefore, once you reach liberation, arhatship, then your merit ends there. And then the fruit of your merit ends there. And then, on the other hand, if you dedicate whatever merit you have collected in order to have success in this life for longevity and, you know, wealth and so forth, in this life only, once those goals are fulfilled, your merit also comes to an end. The end of fruit of your merit is there. And so, unlike these, what we should do is to have bodhicitta motivation, even if it may be just a simulated one, a slightly fabricated sort of in your mind, then you should do that. I think
Modern world se laba yina ngoba yaji sinde lumba chingoba tanya je samda de ati lusur ditu takja samda so jmato ti yizo ditu kan samsha tamdo 자자가 디디 인디 뭐 자자 삼단 또 센터등에 디디 다 전부 자체를 열어마다 신 든주 삼도다다 잡은다고 쳐도 든주서 저기 속으로 간 줄 돼요 이르다니 사상다 요 말이 미래 이르가네 삼단 예버체니 삼단 예더베티 그급이 결무지 견을 신체 동현네 배워야 쳐도 Sennal namda shivu se, chik dhammenda thokwa shivu se, eni rawa da dewa da dhizu tegi pe, shivu chik sem tu yundu, eni sem bet mojibu yunga denga zi yungduwa. Sao, ta dindi yindu zane, ngaran samar lo, eni songsha yindu zwa samar lo, dunga mi dhiba da dewa dhiba, samar lo yorwa. Dunga seya da dewa dhubya ki, thabdhan yorwa. Sao, ta dindi yindu zane ta, dewa dhubya da dungen seya webejiri, thabdhan yawari, ta seje dungen di, ta dhubje dewa seya di, yani luzo gane samdhan chik, yilu gane samdhan chik, ta yilu gane samdhan da de, ta di nyambu di, luzo dungen da dewa seya di, chingobu da dreduwa, ku lu dedan dreyewa indi zane, su dha, su yidongwa, dha nyambwa, trishimwa, kazo da trishimwa, ene ro sangwa, ta jitaga na shiki ene rikja sangwa, dindi shiki towa ne lulu diki degi yorwa ta, wa. Ta didi kisamla ya diki degi minuwa. Sa dindi indi zane, luzuru ki dungi di ngobu yagya ki towa ne setu ki yorwa. Luzuru ki dewa shukshiru towa ya chingmebu tunji ki towa ne dhubtu ki yorwa. Wa. Ta yilu kangi dungi di chingmebu setu ki minuwa, kasamushila sarri. Yilu gangi digi di chingwebi dhubtukumiduwa. Ngui bevuru chungbu yina, eni semnaala, negib chigi dewaru chari. Ya kazasuna ya semdini bedi digiduwa. Zadini indi zane, kanda yilu dengi dunghe seya da dewaru ya di yilu koranga gane samtaruwa. Zadini indi zane da handa di sem rangi wangdu juya chi, rangi dewaru dewaru dunghe mi dewaru. Eni yilu dengi didu yon deya di da kaya chungbu ji cha yonwa indi zane, da sosu. Samdani, ta yilu gane sem mojibu yonya di nyungdan. Yilu gane sem shidi yonya di ta susun bezu chogorwa. Ta di rangi sem pa wangdu duya sop chogorwa. Oda di shiye gorda di. Sa dindin yilu zane, ta o gom seya ga gweba di ta di shiye son. Gerin
jaru nama rosa de. Oit tit yamra mette tika thayir gichan dena. Gerin tit kiyosu yigit.
So this comment is on page comments to this passage which is on page 99 under the heading actual session, how to sustain the meditation in general. Furthermore, your mind tended to be obscured by afflictions and so forth. So from beginner's time you have been under the control of your mind. Your mind has been under the control. Your mind has not been under your control. Furthermore, your mind tends to be obscured by afflictions and so forth. And so what happens here is, so before that, the passage before that, which says, please bless all living beings and so forth, is a reference to the prayer for three, fulfilling three great purposes. And then with regard to this passage, what happens is when we are overcome with emotions, we are more or less controlled by our negative emotions, and it's not the other way around. And so why that is happening, why are we overpowered by our negative emotions, is because our mind is not disciplined. And so our mind is under the control, we are under the control of our mind, and our mind is under the control of these negative emotions, and therefore we are have all kinds of problems. Of course, when it comes to sensorial experiences, we have to know that the sensorial experiences compared to the mental ones are more ordinary and secondary, and therefore we have to overcome the mental pain or suffering, and to generate mental pleasure or joy and happiness from within. But
called
But we have to see that, you know, rather than emphasizing the physical, sensorial pleasures, I mean, we need to the other way around, to emphasize the mental ones. And so as human beings, we have this intelligence, the marvelous intelligence, but sometimes we tend to be too clever using this intelligence, and therefore we have lots of hopes and fears because of our own way of thinking, our own way of dealing with things in our mind, and therefore you know, we tend also to give importance to the pleasures of physical pleasure, sensorial pleasure, rather than the mental ones, which to do so is something which even the animals like dogs and so forth do. I mean, they only seek more or less the physical, you know, relief, pleasure and joy, and not that they're not able to use their minds like human beings. And then in the case of modernity, what we call modernity today seems to be more focusing, I mean, on the case that we are focusing more on physical pleasure and not the mental ones. This also is like animals. And so because of this cleverness that is in us, because of using our intelligence, we tend to disturb our peace of mind with lots of, you know, wishes and wants and, you know, the greed and so forth. And so we try to be cunning and to obtain what we want on a physical level. And we, of course, having said that, we also we have pain and pleasure, and within the pain and pleasure, there's a physical and the mental. And we, since we have pain and pleasure, and pain is something we do not want, and pleasure or joy and happiness is something we want and we need. Therefore, what we have to, what we also have, is the right to achieve that goal of overcoming the pains and suffering, and obtaining the joy and happiness or pleasure for ourselves. And and therefore, we must not indulge in the physical, sensorial pleasures drawn from beautiful sights, interesting sound or music, and then good taste and good smell, and, you know, fragrant smell, and also a pleasurable touch and so forth. Material advancements seems to have, of course, brought about lots of physical, overcome physical unpleasantness or pain, but not the mental ones. The mental ones or the joy within ourselves. So we need to overcome our pain, the pain that is mostly to do with our mind, not just sensorial level. And so since our when we come to understand how important it is for us to draw mental pleasure or happiness, then we must also put effort in. We should know that we must put effort in obtaining mental joy, pleasure. And so we have to see that this is the purpose of our meditation. So here the text says in the beginning of this section, that which is known as meditation, Tibetan term is gom, is the act of sustaining an object of meditation and specific subject, subjective aspects of, by repeatedly focusing your mind upon a virtuous object of meditation. The purpose of this is as follows. And so, and rather than just focusing on the physical pleasure, we have to emphasize the importance of the mental pleasure or joy. So thus, it says, thus meditation aims to bring this mind, which gives rise to all faults and flaws, under the control, and then it aims to make it serviceable. Serviceability means that you can direct your mind as you wish toward a virtuous object of meditation.
Mm. By jumping to this and that object of meditation, you may consider setting up, according to which, a variety of very virtuous objects of meditation in no specific order. Though you may do this, you will not be able to take up your object of meditation with this method. Consequently, you will greatly hinder your mind's ability to direct, to be directed as you wish toward a virtuous object of meditation. If you have made this a habit from the start, the virtuous practice of your whole life will be flawed. Therefore, from the beginning, firmly determine the definite order and enumeration of whatever object of meditation you wish to sustain. Then strengthen your will by repeatedly thinking, I will not set up something that is different from what I have determined. Without exceeding or falling short of what you have determined, sustain your meditation with mindfulness and vigilance. And number two, how to sustain the meditation specifically. First, reflect on the benefits of relying on a teacher, such as quickly attaining Buddhahood, and the drawbacks of not relying on the teacher, such as... So when you engage in meditation, you also have to divide your time between actual session of the meditation and then also in between the sessions when you take rest from the meditation itself. And so within that, you have the preliminary practices, and then when you actually sit for in the meditation, you have to go over your meditation, focusing on whatever object you have chosen. And then in the end, at the end, when you complete your practice for the day, then you have to do your. When you stop your session, you have to make your dedication. And the drawbacks of not relying on the teacher, such as giving rise to suffering in this and future lives. Then think many times and with an attitude of restraint, I will never allow myself to conceive of faults in my guru. After considering any of your guru's qualities that you know, such as ethical discipline, concentration, wisdom, and being learned, meditate on them until you produce a faith that has the aspect of mental clarity. Then, in accordance with the sutras cited earlier, contemplate how your guru's kindness has been and will be helpful to you. Meditate on that until you develop respect for from the depths of your heart. Then what to do at the conclusion?
Яг л одоо түрүүний ашиг те тэр итгэл бодлын сэтгэл үүсгэсэн санаа тэр хоёр дээр
бомбо домбо цаасе
өөрийн хийсэн боёныг төгсгөрсөн бурхны утганд одоо зөрүүл яа гэсэн одоо энэ бол санааг яг агуул
түнр
зөрүүл хийхээс доо шилж
нөөй стандартд үүтэй тоорон да гарууд чидэ сөөди түн шинэ л
by means of such prayers
тэн тамбур юм жинэ
as the prayer of Samanabhadra and aspiration in 70 verses that dedicate the virtue that you have accumulated. Do it with aspiration so strong that it will be cause of fulfilling your provisional and final aims. Meditate in this way during four sessions, pre-dawn, morning, afternoon, and at nightfall. Furthermore, if at first you meditate for a long time, you'll be readily susceptible to laxity and excitement. If this becomes So excitement, and then next session is what to do in the in-between sessions.
So it says, in general, there are many things to be done between meditation sessions, such as obeisance, circumambulation, and recitation of prayers and scriptures. However, the principal thing to do is, in this context, is as follows. After you have made an effort to meditate in the actual session and are at the point of ending the session, you might not continue to rely on mindfulness and vigilance and might instead completely let go of what should be sustained, the object of meditation and its subjective aspects. If you do so, your progress will be extremely small. Therefore, even in between sessions, you'll look at teachings that reveal the meaning of your object of meditation and recollect it again and again, accumulate by many means the collections which are favorable conditions for producing good qualities. Also, clear away by many means the obscurations which are unfavorable conditions. By applying what you know, strive at whatever vow you have promised to observe, as this is the basis of everything. In addition, follow the instructions called consolidation with regards to 1. Training the mind of the object of meditation and subjective aspects, 2. Observing vows, and 3. Accumulating the for collections. Furthermore, the learn the 4 preconditions.
quantum physics
다들 전에 니기 메드베드 관노 비스 시기도 와 다는 시기다 다 나시베 관나도 관노 비스 시기도 시기 비스로니 가다 치료 수제 관나 시기로 마도 나 삼료 관나 아데보도 세르부도 삼석이 땅미도 와 자 드리 이르산에 가다 세르부에 치 유스 지금 가서 올 때 숙소 취 디디 다들 전에 니기 메드베드 관노 비스 관나 시기요리 다 차단 게임 두산에 취미지 그 남도가 저때가 여바디 다 챙기고 시작하고도 저상에 시작들이 산재비 중의 송셔부터 저자디 다 뭐는 이제 차대 두산에 대 잡아채는 입에 던지러 왔다 잡아 마셔봐 이 집봉봉신 송셔봄이 잡아채는 송셔봐신 두산에 다 챙기고도 잡아치기도 와 잡아채는다 시작되는 두 자다 이제 라로 다다 처형한 지기 너한테 자가하게 되지 nuclear physicist, Dujing, Sendibuchi, Dujing, Duturgo, Sendibuchi, or Congresa, or quantum physics Saturday, and the quantum physics Saturday, and Zamuli Digala, and Rigne de Savach, Rigne Sorbeta, and the Dig Tazudi, and a Savach race. Daganada, Loni Duncone, Tudu Nisashas, Congi, Gomuluru Sungi, Lobinsa. Not dinner, quantum physics soon, the Tandati, quantum physics under the sound dishes. Some corner Jagar Zane, Jagan, the Mulingi, Sabbath Ziati, Jagan or Lord Nidunkon, Nisashas. Corner Jagar Zane, Corner Boba Nizunsa, at this.
So with regard to attachment and anger, what happens when we have attachment is we are actually called clinging to something that we see as beautiful, and then we become angry when we averse something. Now, in order to counter these two, what we have meditations are the kind of meditations that we have are like to counter attachment. We meditate on the ugly nature or the filthy nature of the object, such as a body and so forth, that we become attached to. And then in order to counter anger, we have meditation on loving-kindness. So, there are said to be countermeasures to these two negative emotions. Of course, they do direct them right in a moment when you think along those lines of when you are attached to somebody, when you meditate on ugliness, it helps. And when also when you meditate on loving kindness, when you generate love, the anger may go away. And right in the moment, it will help. They will help. But the root of these negative emotions, attachment and anger, according to Master Nagarjuna, is ignorance. And not just mere not knowing something, but the ignorance which holds on to true, some kind of true objective existence and things. And so, since this is the case, how do we actually go to that root and overcome it is through the meditation on selflessness or emptiness. And therefore, within the selflessness, you have also the selflessness of persons and phenomena. And therefore, when you meditate on selflessness of persons and phenomena and see that things do not, sins and things and people and beings do not have any kind of, true objective existence, that in turn helps to counter your grasping at that kind of true, independent existence, and that in turn helps to reduce your anger and attachment towards things as well. And when we think about ourselves, we say, "Oh, this is nice, this is bad." But when we talk about something good or bad, we always have this notion that this is good because it is good to me, and it's
something is bad because it is bad to me. And so without relating to you ourselves, we do not think something is bad or good. And so because when we have the notion of an I related with that those perceptions, I mean, we also tend to have this concretization of the self, and therefore the good and bad, and therefore to reduce that, we also need to meditate on selflessness of persons and phenomena, and therefore attachment and anger will also reduce. And so this is not only what we would say, but our anger and attachment actually project beauty, some kind of beauty and that is not there in the object, or some ugliness or repulsive nature of things that is not actually there, but we also project with our attachment and anger. And this is not only what we as Buddhists say, but also and some scientists. And for example, there is one American scientist, Aaron Beck, who is a psychiatrist and treating people with mental sickness. And I have met him many years ago, and he told me this. But then recently also I met him when I visited America. And so he says that when someone becomes angry at somebody, what happens is the person sees the other person to be totally negative. But within that negativeness, that perception, 90% of it is merely a mental projection. And so, since this is what he says as a scientist and not a religious person as such, and I don't think he follows any kind of religious faith, but as a scientist, he says this. And this is exactly what Master Nagarjuna also says when he says, when you put an end to the karma and delusions, you have liberation. And karma and delusions come through a misconception, and that misconception in turn comes through some kind of a mental construction, and that mental construction or reification is ended by or exhausted by the meditation on emptiness. And so since we say something is whether something is attractive or not is related to your way of seeing it, and therefore you say it's attractive to me, and therefore when you say it's attractive to me, you also have this notion of an I, which is some kind of objectively existing, and also the attractiveness the attractive object also it seems to have some kind of objective existence, independent existence from the object side as well. But even modern science, like particularly quantum physics, says that there's nothing whatsoever that exists objectively. So, of course, modern science is focused more on matter, physical things, and so therefore they say there's nothing objectively existing in terms of the objects that are outside of us. But when it comes to these emotions that we deal with within, we also have to understand that these negative emotions, attachment, this negative attachment and anger also grow in us, happen because of our misperception, some way of kind of distorted way of looking at the things, which is wrong kind of mentation. And so scientists also say, as I said in relation to Aaron Beck, that we have this kind of mental projection onto objects and then say this is good, nice or good and bad and so forth. And so these people also, of course, explain these things, describe these things, explain this by doing analysis, investigation, and then over a long period of time, and then they come to such conclusions. And it's not said without doing any kind of work or an analysis into things. And then I know one Indian scientist named Rajaramana, and who was a quantum physicist, a nuclear physicist, and he said to me that with regard to quantum physics, this concept, it is something in modern world, it is something that was discovered recently. But then in India,
India, he told me that it had already been discovered 2,000 years ago. Why then? He said that is because he had read Nagarjuna's, one of Nagarjuna's texts, and he actually found that idea or the concept of quantum physics, that there is nothing objectively existing in that text, and therefore he felt proud. Subject heart. Restrain said to the Dirish 102. Practicing restraint with sense faculties, six sensory faculties. Dirish. So restraining the sensory faculties on page 101, there are five parts to this section, the first of which is that with which you restrain the sensory faculties to restrain. You restrain them with a constant maintenance of your mindfulness and continuous persistence in mindfulness. With respect to these two, the first, maintaining your mindfulness, means that you practice your mindfulness repeatedly without forgetting the teachings about restraining the sensory faculties as well as the other preconditions. The second, continuously persisting at mindfulness, means that you practice your mindfulness continuously and with respect. What you are restraining is the six sensory faculties. What you are restraining them from is the six attractive and six unattractive sensory objects. How to restrain the sensory faculties has two paths, and they are as follows. One, guarding the sensory faculties after the six consciousnesses arise based upon the sensory objects and faculties, the mental consciousness produces attachment for the six attractive sensory objects and hostility towards the six unattractive ones. Guarding the sensory faculty means protecting your mind against such attachment and hostility and making great effort not to produce them. Number two, practicing restraint with the six sensory faculties is actually stopping the sensory faculties. For instance, you don't let them engage those sensory objects that will produce afflictions when, for instance, looked at. Furthermore, guarding the sensory faculties means neither to take note of the six sensory faculties nor to imagine them, and to achieve this through restraint. Even when a sinful attitude has such as attachment arises due to forgetfulness and an abundance of the afflictive emotions, take note of refers to perceiving and paying attention to the intentional and the unintentional appearance of sensory objects such as forms that you should not look at. Imagining can refer to mental consciousness and as apprehension of sensory objects that produce attachment, hostility, and ignorance, and after the six consciousness have perceived them, it can also refer to hearing about the sensory objects from others and then imagining them despite never having perceived them. Restraining means protecting the mind from being afflicted and then setting it on something that is ethically neutral or virtuous. Here, the time for setting the mind on something that is obscured and unethically neutral is not when the mind is apprehending a virtuous object of meditation, but at other times, such as during physical activities. And then next section is acting with vigilance, the foundations upon which you act. This section has two paths, the five actions of movement and the five actions of the activity in a temple. The five actions of movement are actions of the whole body, going out to other places like towns and temples and returning from them. Actions number two, actions of the eyes, both slightly looking at various objects because you have seen them unintentionally and fully viewing those objects you have intentionally looked at. Number three, actions of the limbs, fingers, and toes, stretching out and contracting the limbs, fingers, and toes. Action number four, actions of religious robes and arms, bowels, handling and
handling and making use of three kinds of religious robes and alms, and number five, actions related to alms, eating, drinking, and so on. The five actions of activity in a temple are actions of the body, actions of speech, actions of mind, and actions of day, and actions of at night. Then next section is acting vigilantly with respect to the foundations. So acting vigilantly with respect to the five above mentioned 10 foundations is as follows. When you begin either movement or activity, right from the outset, act conscientiously and establish mindfulness with respect to that action. Imbued with both of these, analyze the elements of the situation and analyze how you should proceed. Then think about and arrive at an understanding of the situation in light of what you have concluded. In this regard, there are four elements. The element of basis with respect to any of the 10 foundations, those of the actions of body and so on, you should analyze what will be happening and how to proceed, and then consider the situation in the light of what you have concluded. For example, with respect to actions of going out and returning, understand the manner of going and coming as it is taught in the text on discipline. Then reflect while going and coming. Now I'm doing this and now this. And number two, the element of directions. With regard to directions, you analyze to discover what will be happening and how to proceed, and then consider the situation in light of what you have concluded. For instance, when going out, do not go to five places, one that sells liquor and so on. Having understood that you should go to places other than those, be vigilant with regard to this when you go out. The element of time. With regard to any period of time, you analyze to discover what will be happening and how to proceed, and then consider the situation in light of what you haven't concluded. For example, once you have understood that it is proper to go to town in the morning, but not in the afternoon, act accordingly and be vigilant at that time. Number four, the element of actions. Goes to this the time in relation to sleeping. It says that when you go to sleep, before sleeping, have set up your mind in a virtuous state, and within that state of mind, virtuous state of mind, you should go to sleep. And then when you do that, what happens is your whole sleep will be turned into virtuous, will turn virtuous, because the sleep itself is one of the four mental factors which are known as the four variables. So the other three are regret, and then also analysis, mental factors, which are known as analysis and investigation. And so these four are that. And then with regard to the virtuous state of mind, it should be what you should actually generate before going to sleep is that virtuous state of mind with which you have most familiarity with. And so if you do that, it will be good.
Sleeping though.
So on page 107, how should you sleep? During the day and in the first of the three portions of the night, spend your time during virtuous activities. Then sleep when the middle portion arrives. For by sleeping, you will enhance your elements of body, which have benefited by sleep. When you develop the body in that way, you or your body will be most serviceable for employment in both kinds of joyous perseverance in groups of virtues, and this also will be helpful. When you go to sleep, first come out from the meditation room, wash your feet, and then enter your own room. Then lying on your right side, place your left leg upon the right and sleep like a lion. As for sleeping like a lion, among all animals, it's a lion who uses superior capacity, confidence, fortitude to subdue its opponents. Likewise, one who joyously persevere at practice instead of sleeping will use superior capacity, etc., to subdue opponents and will at rest sleep like a lion. This is unlike the sleep of hungry ghosts, deities, and those who are involved in desire, for they all have laziness, weak perseverance, and little capacity to subdue opponents. From another point of view, sleeping on your right side like a lion means that your body naturally does not become limp. Even when you have fallen asleep, you do not lose your mindfulness. Your sleep does not become heavy. You do not have bad and sinful dreams. But if you should sleep in some other way, all the faults that are the opposite are these of these four will arise. There are four kinds of thoughts with which to fall asleep. One, the idea of illumination. Two, mindfulness. Number three, vigilance. And number four, idea of rising. So conducting yourself in this way while eating and sleeping involves no misdeed, since acting along purposefully. In this manner will clearly stop you from wasting so much of your life. I have explained it as the noble Sangha Siddhant Sutras determined it to be. Everything that I have said here about how to act before, during, and after, and between sessions applies to all the meditations described from here through, and including the described from here through, including the section on insight. The only exceptions are the distinctive meditative procedures during the actual sessions. This concludes the explanation of what to do in between sessions. Next, chapter number 6, refuting misconceptions about meditation. There are persons who have not begun to recognize that the classic scriptures and their commentaries constitute personal instructions and who, therefore, might have the following qualm. When you meditate on the path, you should do only stabilizing meditation rather than repeatedly analyzing your object of meditation, for repeated analysis worth discerning.
신고 때문에 룸디 나 지금 무슨 겨우 유명해 맞아 있니?
무슨 사마도 제가 사마도 주제를 내는 민이다 뭐 심한 대인 사운다네 근데 다 농지 자료 제출해야 돼 왜냐 로드 우승도 차시하나 다 로드 우승 뭐 곧돌니 또 스테이지잖아 어떨 때 왜니 뭐냐 전에다 이집트 도우삼니 얘네 농 공수창니 사운다 이런 거 내가 농들을 잡아채니 이집트 와서 뭐 줬나 농을 쓰고 싶어서 왜 패면서 와 자 되는 인류잖아 가다 산지에 추근 도단데 산지에 추치도 사고를 빼 날린데 추지군 도단데 다 직배 잡았잖니 맞은 놈이 되는 대학에 시르기 바로 두 씹어 숨어도 가 좋아 자 장수가 바로 두 씹어 숨는 리드 리그리디 또 시럽 써야 될 미가신 숨이었고 다 가다 산지에 추기 냠니 자디 상물로 또 시럽을 넣었다니 근데 산에 살 공도 줘야 포 산에 살 포야 산에 산에 시죠 고모도 줘요 소원 난신 게 싹 고네 고는 거야 촌놈네 촌놈네 포야 촌놈네 통놈네 포야 통놈네 고놈 포야디 냠샤간 포고도 이 사고도 제대로 그걸 포고면도 저 심기를 소질이 제대로 그도 섬네 담으로 봐 다 냠샤 그도 나 동이도 다 코르라 봐 저선 어디 인도 어디 내지한테 들이
So the comment was about relying on scriptures. And of course, when it comes to relying on scriptures, we also have to understand that just saying that, this must be so because the scriptures say so is not enough. Even with regard to the scripture itself, we have to be able to confirm the information that is taught, what is taught in the scriptures through, by finding that very scripture also being called free from the faults of through the three types of analysis, and such as by doing seeing that what is said earlier and later in the same text are not inconsistent, and also what is said explicitly and also indirectly or implicitly, and what is implied also are not inconsistent, and so forth. So we have to be able to see that the scripture, that the quotation that we draw from the scripture also is authoritative, and that it is not inconsistent with what is teaching within that context of what is said earlier and later, or what is said explicitly, implicitly, and so forth. And so in this way, then we can say, oh, this scripture is without any fault. It's flawless in teaching such and so. And so in this way, we can also, we have to take the teachings of Master Nagarjuna as well. And so when we find that the scripture, that these teachings that they have given are without any fault, then of course we can also see the truth in their teachings about the very obscure subjects that we do not have access either through our direct perceptions or through the general kind of inferential cognition. And now in order to be able to say that, of course, we have to base our experiences or understanding based on the observance through our direct perception, and then also the things which are said to be slightly obscure, but we can come to the conclusions through reasoning, not just resorting to scriptures. And so when we are able to do these, then we can also take the scriptures to be also authoritative. And moreover, what is important to understand is where we talk about in relation to the six perfections, we talk about the perfection of wisdom. And so the teaching itself is named after the perfection of wisdom and not others. And therefore, what it shows is how important it is in Buddhism to understand the teaching of the Buddha, how important the wisdom and our intelligence is when it comes to teaching of the
the Buddha. To understand the entire teaching, we have to rely on intelligence, which means reason. And in fact, when we go along the path, progress along the fivefold path, what happens is, in order to call progress from the path of accumulation to the path of preparation, from there to path of seeing, and from there to path of meditation, and then finally Buddhahood, we can see that it's not this progression doesn't happen during the post-meditation session, but within the meditative equipoise, state of meditative equipoise, you actually jump shift from the path of seeing to the path of accumulation to the preparation to seeing and meditation, and then finally the Buddhahood. So which shows the importance of wisdom, the role of wisdom leading us through this progression. So I think Swami was commenting on this passage on chapter 6 and 9. Therefore, for study with someone, what you intend to practice and come to know secondhand. Next, use scriptures and reasoning to properly reflect on the meaning of what you have studied, coming to know it firsthand. Thus, you need both repeated analytical meditation and non-stabilizing meditation, because meditation involves both non-analytical stabilization on the meaning of what you originally intended to practice that was determined through study and reflection, and the use of discerning wisdom to analyze this meaning. Therefore, to claim that all meditations are like are stabilizing meditation is like taking one grain of barley and saying, this is all the barley grains there are. Moreover, just as study must precede the wisdom that comes from study, the reflection and reflection must precede the wisdom that comes through from reflection, so too meditation must precede the wisdom that comes from meditation. As this is so, meditation means becoming familiar with what you have ascertained, using the wisdom that comes from reflection. Therefore, it is said that wisdom that comes from meditation is a product of wisdom that comes from reflection. Thus, the depth of wisdom that comes from your studies is commensurate with your studies. The breadth of your reflection is commensurate with this wisdom, while the depth of wisdom that comes from your reflections is proportionate to your reflection. The magnitude of your practice of meditation corresponds to the depth of your wisdom of reflection. The magnitude of your practice of meditation corresponds to the depth of your wisdom of reflection, while your ability to stop faults and achieve good qualities is commensurate with your practice of meditation. Therefore, the scriptures and their commentaries say that study and reflection are very important for the practice of meditation. And then there's an objection and response. And
Shenyang Dogot is a changing in the Changjia, Gilson, Susu Dogway,
So with regard to meditation, there's meditation where you take some object and have the image of object, that object form on your mind, which is called tennam, and then with the aspect of the object, and then there's also the meditation whereby your mind itself actually is infused with that meditation, whatever you're meditating on, like compassion. So that is called shenam, that meditation with the aspect of mind. So, Jirambuche quotes Venerable Maitreya on page 111, it says, as for the branch of certain differentiation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, it is repeated reflection, comprehension, and definite discernment that constitute the path of meditation.
Kada sim gewe lo teta tela pa kumri yongwa la tenye gewa lwa. Tenye se adi mi chay guni tenye yuwa mendo wa. Tenye se adi yi chong ne, tela guba kyun zen tong ne. Ene sosu tang du la ne. Ene gomba chuk kazo ta tang du la ne. Ene ku bezu shaya kumri shaya yungur wa. Rima ta shen chay ruj kuri yina chay chay zi shen shashir wada ku mendo wa ke. Sa jide yindu zane ku kyun da yanda tong asingi di chaba chay ne. Ata di yanda yara sikido, kyun yara sikido, se lab shana, dili shir wada, yi ju sar shimada kage mendo wa. Ta kyun yuwa dang, kepen yuwa dang, di sang dang, sang dang, chaba chay. Ta dinde ke to ne, ene ngeba nye yundu, ta di tenye kye yungur wa. Nang ne tenye kye yundu, tela ene zun zu zang ya chi yungur 사진이 인도 과다 티 셰과시래셔
And so, with regards to the practices, what must happen is we should have actually some kind of interest in the subject that we are going to meditate on. And in order to gain that interest or develop that interest, what we must see is the benefit of doing those practices. And also, we should be able to see what are the shortcomings or the faults of not doing those practices. Or we should be able to differentiate between what are faulty and what are beneficial. And then differentiate between these two, and then because of this, when you see the benefit, you will be able to have the interest, and that leads you to pursue what you want, and therefore meditation or practice doing some practice and meditation and so forth must come from your own willingness to do this. Nobody can actually force you to do meditation or any other practices without your willingness, because even if you may just be obedient to the person who actually obliges you to do, but makes you do something by force, you will not have that kind of enthusiasm in doing it. And then at some point, you will again backtrack and not continue with the practice. And so there must be this willingness that comes to pursue practice that comes through by developing your interest. And then once you develop the interest, you also will do analysis into the nature of things and try to find its benefits and so forth. And once you understand that benefit, you will pursue it. Cautious. Cautious.
Shit.
Дэрш.
Тэр имийг одоо бид нөөртөө бий болгосноор юм уу? Тэр зүйлийг хийснээр бид нарт
ямар. And so His Holiness was commenting on the comments that His Holiness made was in connection with this is also the major cause of teachings declining because those who have this misconception do not recognize the classic scriptures and their commentaries to be instructions and therefore belittle their value. So on page
112.
So question if, as you say, there are two types of meditation, analytical meditation and non-analytical stabilizing meditation. What kind of practice involves analytical meditation and what kind involves stabilizing meditation? So reply, I will explain this. Analytical meditation is necessary for meditation such as those on faith and teacher, the great importance and difficulty of it, obtaining leisure and opportunity, death and permanence, karma and effects. Rather than impermanence, karma and its effects, the faults of cycling existence and the spirit of enlightenment. This is because these meditations need an awareness that is long-lasting, very forceful and capable of changing the mind. Without this, you will not be able to stop the forces that oppose these meditations, such as disrespect. Furthermore, the development of such powerful awareness solely depends upon the repeated meditation. With discerning analytical analysis, for example, when you mistakenly superimpose many attractive characteristics upon the object of your attachment, you produce intense attachment. Similarly, when you think, we're on page 113, the last paragraph. So furthermore, by using discerning wisdom to conduct analytical meditation on the meaning of the scriptures, you understand the many attributes of good qualities of the three jewels and the like, and you then greatly increase faith associated with these attributes as it were. Also, once you have used analytical meditation to comprehend the many faults of psychic existence, you develop great disgust for and disenchantment with psychic existence, and you then see the benefits of liberation from many perspectives. So you then diligently seek liberation. Using this meditation, you even fathom the spirit of enlightenment then, and the many wondrous activities of the six perfections and so forth. This greatly increases your irreversible faith, aspiration, and joyous perseverance. All of this is based exclusively on the use of discerning wisdom in order to conduct analytical meditation on the meaning of the scriptures. The intelligence should in this manner bring about such certainty that others cannot sway them away from it. Those with a very small understanding of how to meditate might say the following. If you do too much analysis with discernment and sustain that in meditation, you'll hinder your concentration, which is one pointed upon a single object of meditation, so you will not achieve firm concentration. Reply, I will explain this. Concentration allows you to willfully fix your attention on any single object of meditation. If you have not already achieved such concentration, then this concentration will not develop. If you attempt to achieve it for the first time while analyzing many objects, therefore simply do stabilizing meditation to achieve concentration until you attain it. If this is what you mean by your qualm, then I agree. However,
You might assert that if you do too much analytical meditation prior to achieving concentration, you hinder your concentration. If this is the case, then it is clear that you do not understand the way to achieve concentration as it is explained in the commentaries of the great trailblazers. For example, when a skilled smith repeatedly burns gold and silver in a fire and repeatedly washes them in water, they are purified of all their defilements and residues. The gold and silver then become very soft and pliable. Hence, they are ready to be transformed into whatever ornaments you want, such as earrings. Likewise, you initially used your discerning wisdom to meditate repeatedly on faults, such as the afflictions, the secondary afflictions, karmic effects of wrongdoing, and the faults of cyclic existence, according to the order in scripture. According to the order in scripture, this makes you completely displeased or disenchanted. By bringing this to mind, you turn away from the grip of non-virtuous things and clear away these defilements, like burning gold in fire. Next, you use your discerning wisdom to meditate repeatedly on good qualities, such as the good qualities of the teacher, the great importance of leisure and opportunity, good qualities of the three jewels, virtuous karmas and its effects, and the benefits of the spirit of enlightenment. Again, according to the order in scripture, this causes the mind to become moist or clear, like washing gold in water. Bringing this to mind directs the mind towards the virtuous grip of phenomena, causes delight, and then moistens the mind with virtues. Once this happens, focus your mind on what you want to achieve, either meditative serenity or insight, and you will accomplish it without difficulty. Therefore, such analytical meditation is the superior method for achieving non-discursive concentration. In the same way, the noble being Asanga says, for example, in order for smiths or their skilled apprentices to purify silver or gold of all defilements and impurities, they burn it in fire and wash it in water. By doing this, they understand that they make it into this or that ornament by way of its serviceability and pliability. Those who know the appropriate craft and smiths and their skilled apprentices use the smith's tools to transform the metal into whatever kind of ornament they want. Likewise, yogis and yoginis become disenchanted by simply not turning their mind toward any impurity or defilements such as covetousness and so forth. And so,
So
we have come to the end of chapter 6, which says this concludes the explanation of refutation of misconceptions concerning the method of sustaining meditation. So in other words, what we have covered so far is the broad topic of how to rely on a spiritual teacher. And then tomorrow we'll have the initiation of Gyawa Gyatso, which is the highest yoga tantra. And so Zolny says that of course you will enter into the mandala, and then having entered the mandala, you'll also be taking vows, bodhisattva vows, and also tantric vows. So this will be explained as we go through the initiation, and then next year we'll continue with from chapter 7.
of Lam Rimchemo, and to those of you who are the Mongolians who have come here this time, and if you are not coming next year, you may introduce what we have covered so far to those who are not here but will come the next year.